The Eighth Amendment, written by James Madison and adopted on December 15th, 1791, reads, quote,
excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted,
end quote. Meanwhile, InfoWars continues to be under the heel of an excessive $1.5 billion fine resulting from Kangaroo Court manufactured accusations levied against InfoWars' First Amendment protections. While the federal government, especially the intelligence apparatus, has inflicted cruel and unusual punishment on InfoWars host Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew by surveilling them for 12 years under false pretenses and manipulating a key role in the ongoing show trials that never seem to end.
If you look down here in the middle of the document, you'll see that InfoWars has been classified as a white, racially motivated extremist organization.
Manipulation by major power players that now include former President Bush's and Trump's U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr.
Barr made target list of Trump associates Alex Jones, Nick Fuentes, Roger Stone, Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and more.
On September 16th, 2025, Free Speech Systems, the parent company of InfoWars, faces a pivotal court hearing in Texas regarding its receivership based on flimsy allegations that Alex Jones filed a false affidavit about the company's assets from a lawfare juggernaut fueled by the deep state that continues to blatantly violate InfoWars' Eighth Amendment rights. Lo and behold, a recent precedent set on August 21st, 2025 by a New York appeals court offers a potential legal lifeline. In that case, judges ruled that a $450 million fine plus over $520 million with interest against Donald Trump in a civil fraud case violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on excessive fines, as no direct financial harm to lenders was ever proven. The court deemed the penalty disproportionate, setting a standard that fines must align with the offense's impact. This ruling provides a framework for InfoWars' legal team to challenge the defamation judgments as unconstitutionally excessive. Given the lack of clear evidence tying Jones' statements to specific monetary damages.
Yeah, the 13th Amendment says that you can't own somebody's name or make them a slave for debt. You know, that's the amendment that got rid of slavery. But you know what? Alex Jones is a different case.
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation.
For the September 16th hearing, Free Speech Systems could argue that the $1.4 billion-plus dollar judgments are punitive beyond reason, threatening the company's existence and infringing on its ability to operate. By invoking the Eighth Amendment, Jones' attorneys may contend that the fines are disproportionate to the harm caused, echoing the Trump case's logic.
Judge clears way for The Onion to revive bid for Alex Jones InfoWars, and The Onion, which means Bloomberg, Everytown Gun Control Group, says they're coming back to buy it again. I wonder what magical sale that'll be. Oh, do you think there'll be a sale on the courthouse steps? Like the law says? Or do you think there'll be another magical event?
Triumph on September 16th could lift the crippling financial weight off of Free Speech Systems, preserving InfoWars as a beacon of unfiltered, raw truth. If Jones' attorney can expose these fines as an unconstitutional asset, it will ripple across the media landscape, protecting others from the elite's legal warfare. The courtroom is the arena. The Eighth Amendment is the weapon. And the fate of free expression hangs in the balance. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We're connecting with Alexander Dugan right now to give his expert 35,000-foot view on what's really happening with the Ukraine war peace negotiations. Putin's responded to NATO's proposals to send in troops and said, we'll blow your troops up if you come in. Trump signaling he might authorize bombing inside Russia. I mean, this is just wild and dangerous, obviously. But I wanted to play a few of the clips of Trump on troops in D.C., now in Chicago. No murders now in D.C. since they did this. And the left completely flipping out. Here's some of what Trump did in the last 24 hours.
But I've never received so many phone calls thanking me for what we've done in Washington, D.C., from people that haven't gone to a restaurant in literally in 4 years. And they said, you know, what you've done is it's unprecedented, because what they said, it was just unsafe. We couldn't do it. We'd go out and you'd see the stories. You'd read the stories. You'd see all of the things that are happening. And they said, we couldn't stand it, sir. And now I take my wife and my kids to dinner. One of them said he's gone out four nights in a row, and he hadn't gone out for 4 years. So it's a great tribute to you. And when I look at you people, I understand why, because there's no games, right? We're not playing games. We're going to make it safe. The crime numbers are way down. I'm looking at, you saw some of the stats. They just read them out to me inside, the numbers that we haven't seen here ever, actually ever. And I think it's probably right now, it's to me, I feel very safe now, and I'm hearing people are very safe, but I know within 2 weeks it's going to be, Pam, it's going to be at a level that's even far superior. So I just wanted to thank you all. You're doing incredible. You're incredible people. You make the country run, frankly. You make the whole place run. We're going to have the best capital ever. We're going to have it's going to look better than it ever did. One of the things we're going to be redoing is your parks. I'm very good at grass because I have a lot of golf courses all over the place. I know more about grass than any human being, I think, anywhere in the world. And we're going to be regrassing all of your parks, all brand new sprinkler systems, the best that you can buy, just like the Augusta. It'll look like Augusta. It'll look like, more importantly, Trump National Golf Club. That's even better. But we're going to have all brand new, beautiful grass. You know, like everything else, grass has a life. Do you know that? Grass has a life. You know, we have a life and grass has a life. And the grass here died about 40 years ago. So we're going to be rebuilding all of your parks, and it's going to happen fast. It's going to go up like a miracle. So you do the job on safety, and I'll get this place fixed up physically, and we're going to be so proud of it. At the end of 6 months, but let's say at the end of a year, this place will be maxed out in terms of beauty.
And I think you brought some food for him, didn't you, President?
So we have great hamburgers cooked by the White House, and we have pizza that I said, don't do it in the White House because we went to a place that makes the best pizza. So we'll concede. But we have a lot of it, so we're going to have some fun. We'll eat, and I'll eat with you, and we're going to have a little fun. We're going to celebrate, but then we're going to get back to work, and we're going to take care of these criminals. We're going to put them where they have to be. You're going to say, don't play around with us. Don't play around with us. So let's go have something to eat. You're going to like the hamburgers. Would you rather have hamburgers from the White House or pizzas from a good place, huh? I think you want, they want the hamburgers. Have a good time, everybody. Thank you very much.
Trump's a good man. He doesn't want nuclear war, but he knows the deep state will try to kill him again if he doesn't play ball with them at certain levels. The EU needs the war with their own admissions for their economic plan because they're collapsing. It's total insanity to watch Ursula von der Leyen and others say, we're going to have a 20-year war with Russia, we're going to bankrupt them, break them in five parts, as if the Russians don't see that. And as if the Russians haven't outproduced weapons 3-1 and have won and are the ones that were attacked. And that's just a fact. I serve the truth. And anybody can see that. But NATO and others have brought forth a proposal to put 200,000 plus troops in as a peacekeeping force to basically say they're not in NATO, but they are in NATO. And that's the red line Putin said he was going to move in on. So the Russians are done. They're completely surrounded. And if we were surrounded like that, we would never put up with that. This is madness. This isn't some Middle Eastern country we can go bully. This is the biggest nuclear power in the world. You can say, well, we got super weapons. Okay, but it doesn't matter. We're all dead. This happens. And this is satanic. These people are crazy. And it's so emblematic to have somebody like Zelensky, this homosexual prostitute reportedly, plays pianos with his penis. He's a total joke, ran on peace, and now he's a dictator, a year and a half, no elections, arresting his political opposition, banning the Orthodox Church, and Trump called him out. Zelensky, oh, I can't give away land, I got to talk to my Congress. And Trump's like, I can't have elections because we're in a war. And Trump's like, so I should have a war and not have elections? Russia has its elections during wars. So it's a lie. And it's totally illegitimate. So Trump's trying his art of the deal, being nice, not being nice, threatening, oh, well, maybe if the peace deal isn't going on, maybe we'll authorize attacks inside Russia. I got that statement yesterday. Can't play with fire like that. And if Russia was expansionist and doing any of this to us, I would be a Russophobe. But I've studied history. Russia's not in our business. Because they don't need to be in our business. They've got the richest country resource-wise in the world. So I appreciate Alexander Dugin, who is, one of the most famous Russian philosophers of the last 100 years. I know he's not an arrogant person, but we need to state the facts. I mean, he's kind of the modern, I would say, permutation of like an Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and certainly stands up for his people. And so it was his daughter, and I see she has her photo behind him, so I wasn't going to bring it up, but I noticed he has that, so I will. On August 20th, 2022, they thought they were trying to kill him, but he was in the other car. They blew her up in front of him. We have the footage. I probably shouldn't even show it again. And Daria Dugina, again, the Russian, the last name has a feminine name to it. It's his dad, Dugin, Dugina, for Americans who understand that. And so he's got real skin in the game. You know, I've had the CIA, it's all come out in court, harass my family and everybody bankrupt my parents, everything else. But, I'm lucky because whatever happens to me, I signed up for this. It's part of the war against the globalists. But I didn't have one of my three daughters blown up. So I have three daughters. That's certainly like my grandfather used to tell my dad, I saw a man that had no shoes, or had no shoes. I felt sorry for myself until I saw a man who had no feet. So he certainly paid a heavy price. I would imagine he'd rather be killed himself. There's really nothing worse than to have your child die before you, but it is for a great cause of sovereignty against the satanic globalist order. So he's a very polite person, and I'll talk endlessly. I basically have autism. But I want to give him the floor about the general view, where this is going, what he's expecting to happen, what Americans can do to help stop this. And then an excellent analysis he did with Tucker Carlson a year ago. I'd like him to update liberalism and its final extension, where it's leading to, where it's going, and why it's cancer and has to be totally rejected. So I really appreciate him joining us. He's on X at A.G. Dugin, just A.G. Dugin. And be sure and check that out and follow that. Trump is a hostage of the process whose real nature he ignores completely. Alex Jones says he is burnt out, something more serious. He is drawn into the reality, the sense of which he misses. The world is between Antichrist and Antichrist. So I'm going to give you the floor because we only got you 45 minutes because I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to go deep. Just forget I'm here. and just go. You're hosting the show. I'll be here if you need me. Alexander Dugin, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, dear Alex Jones. I really admire your steadfast loyalty to your country. I am a patriot of Russia, and you, without any doubt, you are the patriot of United States of America. It is your country. It is your motherland. And that is what unites us. So being in favor of traditional values, maybe we have different tradition, we have different historical experience, but we are fighting for our identity. You are fighting for American identity, for deep roots of your country, and I do the same. I do the same on my part. So when Trump came to the power, I was very excited. I was very optimistic about Trump in the first term, and above all, I admire his courage and his greatness fighting against globalists during 4 years of the pressure, of the censorship, of the humiliation. And he has shown that he is a real man, and he has won. And next, in the next term, after this attempt to kill him by globalists, maybe with implication of some dark forces inside of United States of America as well, he has won, and he came to the second term with MAGA, Make America Great Again movement. I am an admirer of MAGA. So, because in the principles and the depth, MAGA is something I agree totally with. So there is return to the roots, to the identity, to the sovereignty, to the traditional values, to the heroic heroic examples of the serving the cause, the country. And Trump was a kind of icon of that. So I was very optimistic, and the people I follow, as you, Alex Jones, as Tucker Carlson, as Candace Owens, as Steve Bannon, and many other, Joe Posobiec, and the other, the people that I respect, so the people like that, as Stacey Gabbard, as many others, Judge Napolitano, and the other, you have won. You have overcome the globalism, this anti-human system that Peter Thiel, that I respect as well very much, or Elon Musk, Peter Thiel has declared that globalist idea is that of Antichrist. So that is idea to end the humanity, to put the end to the natural relations between sexes, between genders, between men and women, so destruction, total destruction of the state, of the family, of traditional relations. And you have won over all that. So over deep state, over globalist lobby, over neocons, over Obama and Biden's dark network. You have won over Soros, and I expected, I hoped that finally this confrontation, this hostility between us, between United States of America and Russia, this time, both in favor of a return to the traditional, to the normality, this fight will stop, because Trump has said many times, that is not my war. It is Biden's war. It was started by globalists. That was not in the interest of American people, not in the interest of American geopolitical goals, because it is too far from us. We have, Russia doesn't represent any challenge, any threat, any menace to the United States of America. We are too far, and the only thing we are seriously we take in consideration, it is our own defense, our strategical interests. And Ukraine, it is the neighbor country that this territory belonged during our history always to us. And
it's a Slavic civil war, which is the genius of the globalist.
Exactly.
Nobody can beat the Russians, not Napoleon or Hitler. You beat the Russians with Russians.
Absolutely, because we are the same people. We have the same religion. We have the same history, the same identity. And the heroic Ukraine people fought during many centuries defending their Christian Orthodox identity. So they are our brothers and sisters. And that was the evil genius, exactly, of the globalists to split us. To create, to impose the wrong consciousness on Ukrainians as if they are the separate nation with different language. But that was the part of the many form of speaking of Russian. Small Russian, Belarusian.
And by the way, the media spins that and acts like it's a Russian talking point. Russia basically came out of Ukraine, if my history's right. So the idea that it's a Russian lie that Ukraine has been Russian or is Russia. No, it's a fact.
Absolutely. So, that is not correct to say that Ukraine belonged to Russia. We belonged. We both, all our peoples, we belong to the same civilization. We came from Ukraine. Ukraine was the cradle of our civilization, of our ethnic identity. So we belong to the same root, the same matrix. And historically, we are separated.
And that's key. It's not even that it's equal. It literally, because I've said the history, I know you won't, it literally, what the culture, the term Slav, right, comes from the first priest, Slav, the wise, right? So it literally, Russia comes out of Ukraine, then Ukraine gets taken over by outside groups, then the Moscow tribe comes and saves them. I mean, it literally is Russia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is not one nation against the other nation. That is the same nation that was divided, split by the foreign powers.
And Putin tried to explain this to Tucker, and Tucker's smart, but kind of was like, it was Lenin gave it away.
Absolutely. So Lenin, during this Stalin, we have won the part of the Western Ukraine from the Austrian, before we had liberated the other part of the Ukraine from the Poland. So, and inside of Soviet Union, Khrushchev has given the part of the same country under the governance of the Ukraine. That was the part of the same state. So that was not just to give the land and to give to the other country. That was the distribution of authority inside of the same political system. So that was, we are the one and the same people, one and the same thing.
And Zelensky tried to outlaw speaking real Russian and has attacked it and said, we'll arrest you if you admit any Russian roots.
Yes, now they say, so we need to destroy, to kill everything Russian in them. But if they kill everything Russian, they will kill themselves. And what is going on now? Precisely, that is suicide, that is homicide, that is killing of themselves, and not only of, that is, we are the same splitting subject. We are not two people, two countries, two cultures. And what is important, that has nothing to do with the life interests of United States of America.
Exactly. So they're
absolutely
trying to get the identical twin to kill the other, but the polls show upwards of 80% of Ukrainians are against the war, so they understand that.
Absolutely, but they could not express freely their will, because there is dictatorship imposed by the globalists, not by the West, because the Western people have nothing to do with this conflict. I don't think that the West really, the Western people really, really hate us.
The average American thinks Russia is on Mars. They know nothing.
Absolutely. So that is important. So and what? Why I had a great hope on MAGA, because MAGA is about America first. The MAGA is and was about American geopolitical interests, how to restore the dignity, the glory, the importance and the sovereignty in United States of America, liberating yourselves from this globalist dictatorship, from this network that tried to kill your identity, because all the Democrats, the liberals, the globalists, they wanted to
expose the new, it is not America. That's why they hate Putin, for restoring Russian identity.
Exactly. And that is the kind of role model, not for Trump. That is the role model for patriotism, for the return to the tradition. So we are as well very, very influenced by the West, but we try to separate the good thing from the toxic ones. So
the fake West, the neoliberal cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are not the enemy of the West by the principle. We have our own Christian Orthodox identity. That is the
but the false
central.
Western cancer.
Absolutely, but that is why I feel so much solidarity with MAGA, with American people trying to restore your sovereignty.
Where has Trump gone wrong, or he's starting to slip? Well, that's my view. What's happening?
So it is difficult, it is hard to explain that, but in some point the things went wrong. So I have remarked, following closely the development of the Trump's administration, I have observed that some point something went wrong. So instead of MAGA strategy, or instead of MAGA platform, instead of MAGA ideas, there appeared neocons, the people who despised Trump, who fought against him, neoconservative part of the GOP, of the great old party, the Republican. They became very powerful. They started to once more, as in the time of the first term with Bolton and the other people from conservators, they tried to control Trump, and they inspired in him this total submission. So Trump is very, very powerful man and very, very great man with great individuality. And somehow he was blackmailed. Maybe he was controlled by some other means, but he started to slip from, to get out from this straight path declared by him.
Well, I can tell you, Alexander, the main thing. He has to work with Congress. He wanted his economic tax cuts, and they basically made him come off his stance some on the war. But nuclear war is a bigger issue. It has to be stopped. Let's come back to them. Give me the floor again. Amazing information. And talk about what Putin has said, what NATO wants with a so-called peace force. It's a military force. Where this is going. And you're right. There's a battle over Trump. He was getting really mad for a while. We're pulling him back right now. They've now raided Bolton. I can tell you, grand juries are getting ready to indict them. Let's talk about what should happen straight ahead with Alexander Dugan. Stay with us.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortunecando, vocunera, si miratibus obselis, fortu amici, vocunera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I love history, and I love studying different human cultures, and I love integrating with all the information I currently access in all my sources, and you know, you've seen the corporate media attack me over the years. Oh, Jones is this Russophile, and he just gushes over, you know, Putin and all this other stuff. As Alexander Dugin just said 20 minutes ago, Russia's resistance to the globalist satanic cancer is a normal human response to the disease. It's the white blood cell. It's what we should be doing, and we are. And we are so close to routing these people. Everything they push is antithetical to normal human behavior, antithetical to God. And geopolitically, we never wanted to drive Russia into China's arms. It's bad for us at the end of the day, just from a cold-blooded perspective. So Trump is very pragmatic and was doing the right thing. Now he puts out statements, I'll read in a moment, about, well, you know, if Russia doesn't make a deal, Ukraine can't win a war if it doesn't strike them. Well, by that extension, if the weapons hitting Russia are made in the U.S., then Russia should hit the U.S., which I'm not calling for. The West started this. Zbigniew Brzezinski helped engineer it before he died, and Victoria Nuland and Soros, they brag. Again, I've played the clips dozens of times. The Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected EU, and her designate, her aide-de-camp, saying, we're going to have a 20-year war, we're going to break Russia in pieces. Well, they've already lost. It didn't work. So all you can do is then go to full war with Russia. And they said 6 months ago, we have the northern group of the NATO, led by Starmer and Macron and Almirs, and they're not snorting cocaine on trains. None of them have ever been in the military. It's just, you know, it's like you got these guys ever in the military, and you got these women with their long fingernails and fancy dresses that are billionaires taking Pfizer money. Oh, well, how, if we can't crush Russia, we can't crush China. You can't crush anybody because there's nuclear weapons, dumbass. Napoleon and Hitler couldn't do it, and there weren't nuclear weapons then, you crazy people. So it's true megalomania. It is satanic brain rot. And now Russia said, no NATO, and you're not going to have weapons, and you're not moving foreign troops in. And they've said for 6 months, oh, we're going to put a 250,000-man EU NATO army in there. Even if it isn't NATO, it'll be from NATO. And then when the Russians blow them up, because they're attacking the Russians, they're going to scream, oh, Russia attacked us, Russia attacked NATO. So this is a way to get around Article 5 that Ukraine's not part of, is to put in their peacekeeping force. Then they get killed because they're directing attacks on Russia. They'll misrepresent it, and now you wake up and you're dead. And then all the Russians are dead, too. And I guess Satan wins. So you talk about Antichrist versus Antichrist. You got the floor. I'm going to shut up, Alexander Dugin. Talk about this. And where you see this going, and how you think we can get Trump back here. And to me, it's a good sign, though, that they have now moved on John Bolton, one of the main ringleaders. And the word is they've got grand juries open. He's going to be indicted very soon. So, but you're right, though, in your post. It's very schizophrenic. I want peace, but we may strike Russia if they don't make a deal. This is not a business deal. You can't do that. With art of the deal with something like this, you've got to make Ukraine and NATO stop. Alexander Dugin.
So, first of all, I think that Trump, during Alaska meeting with Putin, that was a huge victory, a huge success of the peace on both parts. So Trump has shown his sovereignty, his power, to show to the world that he could bring peace. So that was the great victory for Trump, because he managed to put Russia on the table to start the peace talk. And I think that Russia and the person of Putin, who is very powerful now Russia is much more powerful than 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Now we are on the rise, and we are now in the offensive operation in Ukraine. So we are winning. And in spite of all that, Putin has agreed to come to Alaska, to American, to NATO territory, in order to speak with Trump. That was the sign of great respect of our political leader to American leader, to Trump. And they have achieved very important agreements about how to make the peace happen, how to organize that, how to fulfill the task of peace. But what came after? So the European leaders and Zelensky came to Washington, and I think the neocons, all the neocons, as Richard Blumenthal, as Lindsey Graham, and the other, Mark Levin, they came to Trump as well in order to persuade him to change some points, some elements, some expressions in the agreement between America and Russia. And the title, some strategical security from the West was transformed in the clearly unacceptable elements of this agreement. So the European country should deploy their troops on the earth in the Ukraine, and United States of America should grant the no-fly zone over Ukraine. That is the total control over Ukraine by NATO. But we started to fight against that. So that was the origin. And Trump, many times, he has said the same thing, that the origin of that was the direct threat to Russia from NATO. And after having agreed with Putin to stop that, to cancel the causes, the origins, the sources of this situation, after that, the agreement is changed under our eyes by the pressure of globalists, of deep state, of the European anti-Trumpist, anti-MAGA leaders. And they transformed the original, very successful agreement between Putin and Trump in something totally different. So now, in the present version, it is impossible, it is unthinkable to accept that by Russia. We try at any price, we are trying to save the peace agreement. But now I think that there is the huge operation of sabotage of this peace. And it is directed not only against us. We could stay the fight. If we will be obliged, we can fight until our death against this aggression, because we consider the behavior of the NATO in Ukraine as aggression, direct aggression against our country. As if, for example, we would try to impose our military and political control over Mexico, over Canada, and threatening the United States of America to attacking its legitimate strategical interest. And now we are in this, we are on the fence. So, and we were already, we have agreed with Trump. But what was done with this previous agreement in Alaska, that great step toward the peace, was sabotaged, was destroyed, was disfigured, was dismantled by the pressure of this deep state. We could not only blame the European countries or Zelensky. They need war. They are totally, as you have said correctly, Alex, they are totally irresponsible. Or maybe they are just sick people wanting to die. But they have destroyed and disfigured this original plan. And I think the problem with Trump, that he, with all the good desire, with all his goodwill, and his absolute loyalty to American interests and American people, now he is fooled.
And
he
Alexander, is tricked. Dugan, to quantify that, I totally agree, and I predicted this. Trump said, no, you're going to give up some territory. You've lost. You don't have the cards. Do it. We'll come up with a security zone with the U.S. And then the European leaders smartly came in and acted nice to him and said yes, 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 but then came back with the original plan that is all of Russia's red lines. And so Trump, you know, over time gets wise to this. He understands the back and forth, but he has to be very firm with them because we're funding 85% of it, running all of the actual, you know, operations with the sophisticated weapons. And Trump has said that before, but he's trying to just over time discredit them and get them on board. But that gives them time to launch false flags, you name it. So let me ask you this question. How would the United States exit out of this? And what do you think NATO would do? Would they try to go it alone? And then, or could Trump, could we remove Zelensky and then have elections? Could the U.S. fix the problem that way? Or are we so infiltrated with NATO and British intelligence it can never happen?
So, first of all, I think that there is no easy solution to the situation, because in order to understand the depth of the situation, of the present crisis in our relations with the West, we need to get to the history. We could not avoid that. Because the history, it is a most important element of that. So, first of all, we need to understand that it is about the civil war, as you have said that. So in order to put the end to the civil war, you need to understand the both parts. You need to get in the details, in the history, in the identity. That is first. And that is, we could not suggest some simplistic solution for that. The other thing, it is the globalist agenda that tries to destroy the globalists. They try to destroy any obstacle on their way to impose on the humanity the world government. So, and they use Zelensky as the element, as a tool. They could sacrifice them almost 2 million of Ukrainian people, Russian people already dead in this war. They want more because they don't care about the real losses. So they,
and Lindsey Graham's made jokes about, oh, it's great, we got the Russians all killing each other. They laugh about it.
Exactly. And that is cynical. And that is very, very, very cruel thing, because when you lose your own children, your very close friends. So that is a very important thing. And Europe and the West is out of that. So you risk nothing in that. You are using ourselves, our part of Russia.
And that's where the delusion comes in. When all the RAND Corporation, all the war games say it leads to nuclear war, you have all these people like Lindsey Graham and Ursula von der Leyen and Starmer that are so disconnected from reality. That's the real danger.
Absolutely. But if we consider that, if we put this conflict, the Ukrainian conflict, in the broader context, we see that is nothing to do with interests of the West, because the main problem, as many times J.D. Vance or Peter Hexet, they have said that the problem with the West is the West, is the liberal elites corrupted. They're globalists. They have transformed your societies, your country into some hell with immigrants, with perverted people, with gender politics.
So speaking to that, in the time we have left, I can talk to you for hours. Who is Zelensky? And to the question of, I guess Trump's so surrounded by spies he can't do it, why not just remove Zelensky and then hold elections? Because we know the U.S. basically runs NATO. What are some, are there any, I know it's complex, but are there any quick fixes?
So maybe that could solve the situation, because he is totally illegitimate. And I think in the free elections, he will be immediately replaced by some other. But the problem is, to say the truth, the real friend of Trump, real friend of MAGA, it is Russia. Traditionalist Russia, that is fighting against the same enemy you are fighting inside your society, inside the West. Because that is not about Russians or Americans or Europeans. It is about who rules this globalist corrupted elite or the sovereign nations, sovereign people, sovereign
No,
country.
I totally agree. So clearly, though, correct me if I'm wrong, Russia's doing even better economically under attack. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, to quote Nietzsche. And Russia's won the war for strategic aims, as it stated. It doesn't want Ukraine. It wants a security zone. And so Russia holds the cards, unless the West is willing to go to full nuclear war, and then nobody holds the cards. And so that just needs to be stated, and Trump just needs to execute that. And I agree, the very same Hollywood pedophile scum that's attacking Russia, because it's gotten back to its roots, is attacking us. It hates anything strong or sovereign. Can you just briefly speak to, has Russia gotten stronger under all of this, which I think is a fact, but how much stronger has it gotten, really being inoculated against color revolution? You see the other mass awakening to globalists and elections being won everywhere, so the EU is trying to ban their political opposition. They are getting weaker every day. They're being exposed. And so they need to capitulate, but they won't capitulate.
So first of all, economically, now we are on the rise because we depended too much from the other country, from international trade. And now we started, we were obliged to do that. We started to develop our own industry, economy, high tech. So we believed in the international cooperation, and that was the illusion. And we have paid the price for that. And after this, all of these sanctions, we started to rely on ourselves. And there is a huge economical miracle now in Russia. We are in a rise. We have prospering economy relying on ourselves. So we have replaced all the weak points in our economy by our own production industry. We restored, we have created many, many worker place. So we are on the rise economically, and the sanctions made us the very much good. So that was the great, that was the gift from the West, these sanctions, because we started to rely on ourselves. And that is economical. We have regained the economical sovereignty. And that is the way to the civilizations, to the people, to the society, to follow
that's
this
that's
example.
That's what scares BlackRock and the Rothschilds and their attack on humanity. So just in a brief, you did a great job, Dr. Carlson. Can you explain the stages of liberalism and why it leads to the end of humanity?
So I think that liberalism from the beginning, I hate to say it, it is sad to say it, but from the beginning it was something false, it was wrong, because liberalism made equation. The liberals identified to be human and to be individual. But if you are only individual, you are going to lose, you are going to be liberated from all kind of collective identity. And to be human, it is collective identity. That why now from gender politics, there is the shift from gender politics to the post-humanist politics, because the last thing you should do to liberate the individual from collective identity, it is abandon human identity to transform yourself in something post-human, maybe machine, maybe artificial general intelligence or chimera and something like that. So liberalism is arriving at its final point, and that is precisely, as Peter Thiel has said it, that is something antichrist in that. That is satanic. So that is the logic of the development of the post-Christian, anti-Christian Western modern secular model. So liberalism has led to this conclusion. And there are the people, there are societies who resist against that, who don't want to accept this identification between human and individual. They try to save the collective identity, the family, the church, the state, the nation, the culture, the history, all kind of identities, collective identities. And that is, I think, the main meaning of the final battle, the humans against post-humans, the traditional civilizations, traditional values against this globalist agenda. That is why the globalists really hate Putin, hate Russians, hate us. Because we are defending that. And I thought that MAGA is about the same thing, about to save the human meaning of...
It's going in the wrong direction, so we have to correct it, and that's what we're doing. Is I've noticed the Israel lobby and others try to put all this pressure on us to not do Iran and all that, and said, oh, you're not the real MAGA, shut up. No, you're the fake MAGA that was anti-Trump. We are here to not panic, but to put Trump's feet to the fire. And we're having big success. But, you know, pulling back from that, the Amish lived about 86 on average. The average American, 74. Our how long we live is dropping. The system's killing us. The Amish are a control group. So if you've got Russia and a few other countries that get out of globalism and then do well, the rest of the world sees that and says, oh, this is a bad system. They need total control so that nobody can escape. And that's why all these Hollywood people hate Russia so much they thought they had control of it under communism. Now they really didn't after Lenin was gone, in my view. And now they're in total panic mode because they see not just Russia, but more countries leaving it, led by Eastern Europe, for whatever historical reasons. Maybe you can speak to that briefly. And they just see everything slipping through their hands. So they think if we can just crush MAGA and crush Russia, that will supposedly turn the tide. But the tide's already inexorable against them. I wish they would accept defeat.
So I think that MAGA is the great example of how the people could win. So we have almost forgotten this state of things where the good could win. And in our eyes, so we were absolutely happy with the victory of Trump over all the enemies, all the hatred he experienced during his political career. So the victory of MAGA was the sign that the people could win, that we could overcome, that the their power of the globalist, corrupted, liberal, post-humanist elite could be overcome by the will of the good people. And I think that is why some steps of President Trump are so painful for us, because we consider him to be the symbol of the victory of the good sense of the normality over this perversion. So in my lessons at university, I'm making some schemes, some pictures about the history, about the logic. And there is very important point that I have added the last year. So after the victory of the Trump, so there is the possible return to the normality. And the MAGA victory and the Trump's victory was the sign of great return to the normality. And that is
Alexander,
why
you've got to go soon. We got to go a little bit late. I got a 2-minute break, do 5 more minutes. I want you to finish up. Also talk about the anniversary of your daughter's murder in 2022. Just briefly, 5 more minutes. But what you're saying is so important. But regardless, Trump is an archetype, and now the seeds of this started in Russia. Trump expanded America in these two big polar powers. That's where the revolution would actually come from if you're going to win it. Regardless of what happens to Trump, these seeds are planted. They're not going anywhere, and people have a real hunger for sovereignty and a return to God's plan. Back with Alexander Dugin in 2 minutes. A.G. Dugin on X. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexandstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas, have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Some of it translated in English. You can find those. We'll put the URL up for you to find his books there. But his daughter, on August 20th, 2022, was blown up after an event they had. They were trying to get him, and right in front of him, he saw that. I know it's hard to talk about for him, but he's definitely got skin in the game for what we're talking about here. But just, you know, remembering her and, you know others and others that have been persecuted, it will be such a victory for humanity to end this, and this is the globalist plan. It's beyond insane, and it's so satanic. And if Trump can do this, and if Putin can do this, it's just so important for everybody. So, just in closing, speaking about your amazing daughter and all her great work as a journalist, and just how dirty the Ukrainians and the British intelligence have been, the CIA. Just a little bit about your daughter. Daria Dugina, here in closing.
Oh, Daria wasn't. When they killed her, they tried to kill the future. And now, after 3 years of her death, there was inaugurated the monument for her as a sign of recognition from our people, from our motherland. So they tried to kill us all, to kill me, to kill the thought. They could not speak with me, with us. They could not convince that they are right in the dialogue. So they use the weapon, they use the explosives, and they have killed her. They have killed myself, because for me that would be much easier to die and to experience and to live what I came and I'm coming through. But I think they didn't win. After all, they didn't win. And it is not only the memory, that is the message. We have assembled the Daria's texts in 5 books, and these books are translated now in English, in Italian, and Spanish, and many other languages. So the diary lives, her ideas lives, and she inspired so many people, the thousands, maybe the tens of thousands of people to come and to defend Russia. So she has created a fire. She started the awakening process in our society. So nothing is in vain in the eyes of God. And I am very, very grateful to all the people through all the world who expressed their condolences to my daughter. And she lives. I believe she will live forever as the soul, and she will resurrect it. Resurrect at the end time. So I strongly believe in God, in church, in the soul, and I think only that belief helps to me to live more.
Well, absolutely. If they were trying to kill her ideas, all they did was make them 100 times stronger. And she definitely lives forever, and has got the the real Viking King death there. So she lives forever, and beautiful person, amazing writings, and a patriot. And, that's why these cowards did this. And it just shows the type of scum they are, and all the rest of the lies they tell that are just absolute crap. Like hundreds of thousands of kids kidnapped by Russians. The Russians go, tell us who they are. We'll give them to you. All lies. It's just, I just follow the truth, and I see a lot more truth out of Russia than I see out of the evil people that have hijacked our West and are trying to cut our son's genitals off. So God bless you. God bless your daughter. God bless your wife. I know you've been through a lot. And Alexander Dugan, thank you so much. In the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, you can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. God bless you, Alexander Dugan. We appreciate you and Godspeed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. She got the Obi-Wan Kenobi death, folks. You can't be more powerful than that. We'll be right back. I would be so blessed. Stay with us.
Well, I'm a tinfoil hat wearing meat-eating son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texian, two-stepping, outlaw free one, looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high-quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Exclusive with Roger Stone, is reportedly a Cuban intelligence agent. Now, we've seen this a lot. Mayor Bass of L.A. was a Cuban intelligence officer for more than 20 years in the 70s and 80s and is an admitted communist. She now, years ago, said, I'm no longer a Cuban intelligence agent who lived there part of the year and openly worked for them. She says, but I'm still a communist. So, again, these foreign powers have operated with impunity inside of this country. And I've been talking to Ed Martin and others in the task forces, and they said, listen, we're going to go after all these people. If there's evidence of espionage, if there's evidence of election fraud, if there's evidence of income tax evasion, and you've seen the headlines over the years, upwards of half of Democrat Congress people haven't filed taxes in decades. So that's another exciting area we'll get into with Roger, because they started it. They tried to throw us all in prison and threw many of us in prison. They had grand juries open constantly on us. We had to pay for lawyers to fight. And they started it, and they actually deserve it. There's no mortgage fraud by Trump. There was no mortgage fraud by Roger. They investigated him on that. It's cut and dry with Fannie Willis and Adam Shifty Schiff and all of them. So they're doing the Al Capone number on them, folks. They're going after them, and they finally got the task forces in place. They've been trying to block all the U.S. attorneys getting in place in New Jersey and D.C. So Trump just creates strike forces and gives them nationwide jurisdiction. Kind of like when they had DEI and Secret Service, so obese people that couldn't even holster a gun were in there. Then the Democrats sued, and judges tried to block it. So Trump said, you know what? I'll have the new Secret Service director send all the people that are substandard to protect the Clintons, the Obamas. And now they're like, oh, no, we don't want that. I love how Trump does that. It's genius. So Roger Stone, longtime Trump confidant, known him 50 years, his former top political advisor and former wingman. Roger, let's talk about this Democrat congressman first, the information you're releasing right now.
Well, actually, he's a Republican. That's the sad part. But this is a cottage industry. You have these Republican, Cuban-American, representatives, he and Mario Diaz-Balart. They talk a great game against the regime because it's a big fundraiser for them in Miami. But when it comes to actual actions, they're silent. Crowley, which is a major defense contractor operating in Cuba under the supervision of the Cuban military, they have the chairman in the chair in a House hearing, but neither Diaz-Balart nor Carlos Jimenez asks him any tough questions. The entire focus is on China. I think the people, my wife, as you know, is Cuban-American. Her father was a Cuban-American diplomat who had to defect after Batista fell. And we figured out that Fidel Castro was indeed a communist. But this is it's a cottage industry in Miami, and I'm blowing the whistle on it. Alex, one other thing
I want to go back to this because, you know, here I am thinking, even though I know he's a Republican congressman, it's just so instinctive. It's Democrats, because it's almost always Democrats that are Chi-Com agents and that are Cuban agents or that are taking money like Hillary, you know, actually from Putin for Uranium One, all of it. Now, we do have people, you know, like the evil turtle, Mitch McConnell, that he and his wife are on the Chi-Com payroll. So there are some Republicans on the Chi-Com payroll, but isn't that a rarity? Or are you saying that there may be more Republicans that are working for foreign governments like Cuba?
Well, in this particular case, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart was a Democrat, was the head of the Miami-Dade Young Democrats until the day before he decided to run for Congress as a Republican. His two brothers were congressmen before him. These people have dined out on their opposition to the Castro regime and its successors. But in the case of Mario, if you go into the Federal Election Commission reports, you find out that he's been getting huge contributions from Crowley, the defense contractor doing business in Cuba, or under the supervision of the Cuban military. Not a word of criticism from Mario Diaz-Balart. So I'm blowing the whistle on this whole thing. I wrote a major initial piece. I have a lot more coming in this regard. Alex, because of the John Bolton raid, obviously many people looking at the parallels between the 6 a.m. raid at my house and the raid on his home, the raid on his home had a reasonable probable cause. I believe that he is in possession of classified documents that under the law he's not entitled to have. In my case, they told two federal judges they had probable cause to charge me for conspiracy against the United States, counterfeiting, money laundering, wire fraud, mail fraud, treason, aiding and abetting a conspiracy before and after the fact. And as you know, once they got into all of my emails, all of my text messages, they found no evidence of that whatsoever. So for the last couple of days, I've been doing quite a few interviews pointing out the truth, which is I was arrested at 6:06 in the morning. At 6:22, Sarah Murray of CNN sent by text a draft of my criminal indictment to my attorney. Now, how could she have a draft? Well, if you look at the metadata tags on that document, you'll find the initials of the man who wrote it, corrupt federal prosecutor Andrew Weissman. Therefore, he's the man who leaked it. That's a felony. That is a felony to
leak. Okay, so let's expand on this. Let's do 35,000-foot view, okay? We have Ed Martin. We have the task forces finally being put in place. People that are, you know, wanting quicker indictments, they've been trying to block the appointments. They've been trying to block the U.S. attorneys getting in. Trump's had to do all this reshuffling. They've had to get it ready. The grand juries are now open in Virginia. They're open in Pennsylvania. They're open in Missouri. They're open in New York. They're opening up in Florida. Ed Martin is crisscrossing the country. There's some other task force groups in there, and they have every intention, and they've found just insane stuff. And as you said, it is always the same players. It's Obama, Susan Rice, and a few others, and then it's Weissman and all of them under it. He was saying it's the same nest of people, whether it's the auto pen or whether it's Crossfire Hurricane, or whether it's suppressing Hunter Biden laptop, or whether it's all the censorship. It's the same little cabal, and they have every intention of indicting their ass up one side and down the other. What is your view on that? General Flynn's been a big pessimist. He says he believes it's not going to start happening. What the time frames are on that, Roger Stone.
Alex, I do believe it's going to happen. I think Bolton's role in all of this is important. because on September 17th, 2018.
Yeah, let's explain. Trump, he's a liaison. Don't think of him as a Republican. He's a neocon liaison to the Democrat neocon deep state. Explain why the raid on him is so key, because we know from Gabbard's documents they released a month ago. I was hoping you're going there. That he knew Trump was innocent. He knew Crossfire Hurricane was made up by Obama. Wasn't just Hillary. They knew all that. And then he gave a fake briefing to Trump and kept in his safe the real intelligence he was given. Please continue, Roger.
On September 17, 2018, Donald Trump reversed his order to declassify the Crossfire Hurricane documents. He was persuaded by National Security Advisor Bolton and the FBI and the State Department and the NSA that it would put at risk some of our intelligence agents and that it would expose our methods and sources and that it would upset our allies, specifically the British. Who were they really protecting? None of those people. They were protecting themselves. So then on September 21st, President Trump reversed his order to declassify those documents. Then, as you know, towards the end of his term, Rick Grenell, who was then the acting director of National Intelligence, convinced the president, no, you have to declassify these documents. And the order was given, but the bureaucrats in the deep state refused to carry it out. Now, finally, thanks to the persistence of President Trump and the meticulous nature of Tulsi Gabbard, all of that information has been released. Not all of it, most of it has been released. There's more, and the more is even more incendiary than what you've already seen. But there is no doubt whatsoever that there was a conspiracy, a seditious conspiracy, born in the Oval Office in September of 2017, in July of 2017, that Barack Obama was there, Joe Biden was there, Susan Rice was there.
2016.
Corrupt FBI director.
Roger, you mean 2016.
2016, pardon me. Yeah. I misspoke. Yes, I do think that justice is coming. I've been told by authoritative sources there are grand juries operating in South Florida, that are operating in Washington, D.C., that are operating in New York, taking testimony, preparing indictments for these various criminals.
Well, I mean, let me tell you specifically what I was told by the main task force leader. He said, I get to say that. There's grand juries, the big ones, Virginia. Okay. And because, you know, that deals with the CIA and all that with what Gabbard got. And he said, I can't tell you the details. It's classified. But he said, Alex, this is a Saturday conversation. He said, Alex, it is the exact words. I didn't record it. I was writing notes. He just said, it is, if you think what's been released so far was bad, in which he goes, it's damning. He goes, this is infinitely worse. And I said, what are the specifics? He said, obviously they're trying to mull through because it's also classified, but he just said, it is 100% a seditious conspiracy right to the top, and they are screwed. And then obviously we're simpatico. We're both smart. And I'm like, and you don't care if this gets out because they already know, and you want their minions to know the jig is up. Because exactly, now is the time to start beating the drums. We're getting all these whistleblowers and people. And people, because I've seen listeners, well, why would you say they're getting ready to go after them too for income tax evasion? They'll know. It's in the taxes. They can't get out of it. We want them to know. We want the fox to hear the hounds coming. We want to stamp, okay? We want them to know. Roger, explain that.
Look, I think it is absolutely important to recognize just in the last 24 hours, thanks to President Trump's direction and the courageous actions of Bill Pulte, who is the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, we now know definitively that Lisa Cook, one of the Federal Reserve Board governors, engaged in mortgage fraud. She said that her home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, was her principal legal residence. That gave her a state tax break, a lower mortgage rate, and a lower insurance rate. And then, Alex, just 2 weeks later, she claimed that her home outside of Atlanta was her principal legal residence, which entitled her to another state tax break and a lower insurance rate and a lower mortgage rate.
And if you and I did that, we'd be in prison. So that's exactly what Martin said. I said, who's got the biggest balls? And he said, Gabbard and Pulte. And he said, absolutely. And he said, they've got their ass. Letitia James, all of them. They said, and I know you'll want to hear this, that, you know, they've got all of Jack Smith's emails and text messages now. I don't know if you've seen my reporting yesterday. He was going to set up a giant UN-style show trial where you don't even defend yourself. They try thousands at a time, and they were going to have a real martial law, not even tribunal, but D.C. weaponized judicial tyranny and send thousands of people to prison. That was his real goal.
Well, it's interesting because I'm well aware of the fact that General Flynn has shown undisputed documentation of the fact that Jack Smith was taking massive bribes when he was at the International Court at The Hague. Why he's not under investigation for that, I'm really unclear. But this development regarding Lisa Cook, who the president fired last night, because the law says the president can fire a federal board governor for cause. Mortgage fraud is more than certainly cause. Now, she says this morning she won't resign, so I imagine that this will get resolved in the courts. If it goes to court in D.C., we know what will happen there, so it'll end up going to the Supreme Court. But here's why it's important. Right now, you have a 5-4 vote against cutting interest rates on the American people. Without Lisa Cook and with a new nominee by President Donald Trump, you'll have a 5-4 board in favor of cutting interest rates on the American people. Meanwhile, Jerome Powell, the chairman, has his own legal problems because he very clearly lied under oath before the U.S. Senate regarding the $2.5 billion renovation of his already palatial headquarters on Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. He specifically says, under oath, no, there's no private elevator for the federal board governors. There's no private dining room, no more fountains, no more marble, no lavish roof garden. You can go online
and look at the approved plans. And it's all there in the plans. And now, exactly, I can tell you, Martin's investigating that as well. Trump says he's removing Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, citing his administration's allegations of mortgage fraud. Fed Governor Cook hires Hunter Biden's lawyer as Trump firing puts Powell back in hot seat. Uncharted waters. Trump attempts to take charge of the Fed. He's very close to doing it. So Trump is on the warpath. And from what I heard from another source, Trump said, I want a rampage. He knows that the clock's ticking before the midterms. He knows what people want, what's the right thing to do, is mass indictments. And so that's why we're not back 8 years ago when you and I were both saying, don't hold your breath, no indictments. It's totally different now. And our enemies know that. They're getting subpoenaed. They're getting FBI visits, folks. Just Trump doesn't, they don't call the media and do it like they did to Roger. It's going on. I know a lot more. I'm going to stop right there. And I tell listeners this, and a large portion of them, I'd say close to half, get mad at me and say, we don't want to hear about this. We just want to see it. It's an info war. The stuff Gabbard's released, the stuff Cash Patel's released, all this is devastating. This is all new. It just proves it all. We have to win the info war in the public ahead of the indictments, folks, so that the juries and the grand juries all know about it. This is very important. Now is the maximum effort. Now it's actually happening. Remember, I'm the guy that got attacked saying it wasn't happening 8 years ago and 7 years ago and 6 years ago and 5 years ago. Now I'm saying it is. Roger was pessimistic. Flynn was pessimistic. What are they saying? No, they say, no, we're told it's going down. But what about the question of how the enemy, what they're going to try to pull off to stop this? Because they know it's real. Even if the MAGA folks have become jaded, which I can understand, our enemy know it's real. What are they going to pull?
Yeah, you know, Alex, I've never seen anything quite like the performance of Adam Schiff this weekend with the propagandist, what's her name, Welker. This guy lies with a straight face better than anybody I've ever seen. Asked about his mortgage fraud. Let's be very clear. He claimed his condominium in Burbank, California was his principal legal residence. He got a state tax break. He got a lower mortgage rate. He got a lower insurance rate. And then he claimed that his home in Potomac, Maryland, which he's refinanced four times, was his principal legal residence, getting, once again, a Maryland state tax break, a lower mortgage rate, and a lower insurance rate. When confronted, he says, no, no, that's all made up. They're just making this up. Like he made the Russian collusion hoax up. This is weaponization. They're going after me. They're going after the January 6th committee members. They're going after the former president and vice president. You're absolutely right, Adam. They are. You know why? Because you all broke the law. And thanks
and
to
love
Bill
how Holt, what they claim we did, because they looked into my mortgage, yours, all of it. We're not going to spend all day what they did to us. It was, for everything you know, there's like 100 other things. Letitia James, I was told by a high-level federal official at the DOJ, I'm not going to say who, that they, you know, they have the taxes. They said it's 100% cut and dry on her ass, mass tax evasion. Letitia James claims Trump is weaponizing justice in fraud case. Isn't that hilarious, Roger?
Yeah, there's a letter co-signed by all these Democrat attorney generals who I think can now be guaranteed that all of their mortgages will be looked at. Alex, here's what people don't understand. The Federal Housing Finance Administration refers hundreds of people every week, just average people, for mortgage fraud, for doing exactly what Letitia James and Adam Schiff and Lisa Cook have done. So they're not being singled out. This is not selective prosecution. Why should they not be treated like anyone else? They should. No one is above the law. Isn't that what they told us during Watergate? Isn't that what they told us when Trump was being prosecuted on bogus charges in New York State by Letitia James? Let's be very clear. She charged Trump with inflating the value of his assets in order to borrow money for commercial real estate loans, all of which he paid back on time, and the lenders made $40 million in interest. They all said, they weren't allowed to testify, of course, but had they been allowed to testify, they all said they would do the deal again tomorrow.
Yeah, no,
the
banks. Trump's a good guy to be business with. So let me ask you this. I mean, I know talking to the Justice Department, they know what's going to happen. As soon as these indictments start, they're going to activate Black Lives Matter and the whole Hamas crew. They're going to burn the country down. They know that. The Democrats, that's the Podesta plan. I know Trump knows that's coming. That's why he's prepositioning troops ahead of time, not as a police state, but as a counter to this. Your take on that?
Look, I think he's already demonstrated in the District of Columbia. I think he's about to demonstrate in the city of Chicago, where you have a national emergency. The president alone has the authority to declare what is and is not a national emergency, and therefore he has the ability to mobilize the National Guard. I've said this publicly. I think one of the president's errors in his first term, when BLM and Antifa was burning down half the country, some of his advisors convinced him to let the governors deal with it. The governors like Tim Walz, who did nothing, who delayed, to watch Minneapolis and St. Paul burn. That mistake will not be made again. Donald Trump recognizes that the first responsibility of the president of the United States is to maintain order. That, above all, to maintain order. He ran as the law and order candidate. If there is an uprising, as the retarded mayor of Chicago, this guy's dumb as a brick, said yesterday. First of all, he said, all of our rising crime problems are Richard Nixon's fault. Alex, Richard Nixon's been dead for 30 plus years. What's he talking about? And secondarily, he calls on the people to resist. Resist what? Making our neighborhood safe again? The president will stand for no nonsense. If there is an active, illegal resistance, then the president will use the resources of the American government to maintain order.
Absolutely. Listen, I've had constitutional lawyers on. And they're like, it's all been upheld by courts, what he's doing with ICE and the National Guard. And it's a band-aid. We need to remove the source prosecutors. Do five more minutes with me. I want to bring up Epstein. And, you know, I want to move on to other things, but the Trump White House and DOJ keeps putting it front and center, like trying to sell people to forget about it. Well, the way you do that is to stop talking about it. You don't tee it up again, dumbasses. We'll be right back.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have you know, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit is awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate when somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed that we've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end. The mugshot. The mugshot. The mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at. And knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are gonna find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. Watching and reading this guy's work for at least 35 years and met him a few times in person, but feel like I know him really good. Been a frequent guest remotely quite a bit as well. William F. Jasper, who is the president of the John Birch Society and also the head editor at the New American Magazine, who've been exposing the globalists like nobody else really in history. So many of our victories are due to them, is here with us. He hosted an hour of the show yesterday. I haven't given an update on my dad, which is a good thing because if it was bad, I would have talked about it after he leaves us. Next hour, I'm going to thank all of you and talk about my dad's condition and what happened and with his open heart surgery. And the reason I was so concerned is he's got a partial brainstem blockage. The open heart surgery for a aorta that was about to blow was separate, and they were concerned that it might, you know, cause brain damage or whatever because it's already a lot of the blood's not going to his brain. But they said it might, once we fix the aorta, push more blood in. And I had a better conversation with my dad after open heart surgery where he was more cogent and more of my old dad than I've had in a year. So thank you all for your prayers. Because again, my dad, one of the smartest people I've ever known. And he was still, even with blood not going to his brain properly, he was still kind of like in and out, but smart and, you know, drooling. And that's how it's been. And then boom, it comes out open heart surgery and I'm in there talking to him for hours. And most people can't even talk after that. The nurse was like, man, he's tough. And I even shot some videos with him talking about, you know, family and all that stuff. And people are in bad shape. That's what they do. They talk about their grandparents and all that. And the fight against the globalists. But he's very private. I didn't ask his permission. I mean, he knew I was taping it. But I'm going to drive back up there to Temple because he knows the doctor up there where he had it and, you know, deal with all that. But I kind of said I'd give you an update after Jasper leaves. I'm kind of doing one now. But everybody knows I do that. But I haven't gotten into all the other news. I just spent an hour and a half on this trans shooter because it's not just for the poor little kids that are dead and not just the media trying to cover it up. It's how they failed so quickly to cover it up and how this is a Rosetta Stone or a keyhole into this larger mind control engineering system where they've externalized the mind control, not in the CIA's MKUltra laboratories anymore with Ewing Cameron and Jolly West, but now into the general public. So I asked Jasper, If he could stay over, he moves stuff around. He could. He was on with Harrison this morning. But I had all this other Trump news and all these other big developments I want to get his take on. He really is an expert on all this. But he wanted to get into this first because when this had all was happening, he was traveling yesterday. He wasn't ready to talk about it when he hosted the fourth hour. But now he is. And it just all ties into Oklahoma City. McVeigh with the same deputy head of MK Ultra as his physician, who was also the physician, I think it was for Sirhan, or wasn't also for like Reagan Shooter. This guy just keeps popping up. It's absolutely insane how hidden in plain view all this is. So William F. Jasper, thenewamerican.com. People can also follow you on X. Your first approximation 24 hours into this.
Well, first of all, Alex, thank you for having me on your show three times now. And it's
in just the last 24 hours.
In the last 24 hours.
I've been on probably 70 or 80 times over the years.
Over the years, yes. So, and also, I'm so glad to hear about your dad. I was, along with all my family, praying for him.
Thank you. Thank you. I should just thank the listeners. Thanks for the prayer, folks. Yes.
Yeah. So it's great to be here in the inner sanctum, in person. I've been most of the times on remote, so it's great to be here.
But I've run into you over the years at events. So
Yes. So, we go back a long way, back to the 90s to the Clinton administration.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
But before I was even on air, I was, following your work, so.
Well, I was very fascinated to see what you were putting up yesterday and today on the Minneapolis shooter because, as you said, I've been traveling and hadn't been able to follow that. I think you have nailed some very important things, and this ties in very, very closely to what we've been experiencing here in America and around the world for the last 40, 50 years with deep state mind control through the various intelligence agencies and their corporations and think tanks that are, and Hollywood, that are brainwashing the American people on a number of different levels. And yesterday I spoke, yesterday and today with Harrison, I spoke about Oklahoma City. And one of the things we didn't get into that relates to this is Timothy McVeigh. You know, it came out right after he was arrested and taken to the El Reno jail facility there in Oklahoma City. He said that he had a chip implanted in his butt. And he later said that it was giving him lots of pain. And interestingly, one of the first people to visit him there officially was, you've already mentioned his name, Louis Jolion West, Jolly West, who was the assistant under Sidney Gottlieb in charge of MK Ultra, and actually was the psychologist, psychiatrist who carried out much of the...
And I just go from memory. I haven't looked at this stuff in years, but it was a Ewing Cameron heavily involved too, right?
Yes. And so this is very interesting because, as you pointed out, he was also the one who psychoanalyzed Sirhan after the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. He was also the one who visited Jack Ruby.
Exactly. You're always better at notes than me. I just he's popping up everywhere with these lone gunmen.
Amazing, and so it's very much like the character played by Cillian Murphy in the Batman Dark Knight, where he goes into the jail cell. He's the psychologist. He gives them a dose of gas and puts on his mask, and they freak out. And then he claims that they're psycho, and that's the end of the story. They die, or they're written off as a lone gunman, as a lone assassin.
There's another movie, Conspiracy Theory, came out in 96 with
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, and that's basically, they've talked about that, that's kind of based on MKUltra.
Well, yeah, so in fact, they do it principally on that. In fact, I got a call from Warner Brothers when they were making that movie, and they called and they said, well, Mr. Jasper, we'd like to be able to use your book, Global Tyranny, as a image in the film. I said, well, I didn't know the film hadn't been talked about at all or anything. So I was a little suspicious of that. I thought, okay, what is this movie? Are you going to put it next to Hitler and a Nazi swastika or something to try to paint me and my book and the Birch Society with that? Oh, no. It's a Mel Gibson movie. We want to include it in there. And I said, well, send me the preface of the movie and I'll look at it. And then I talked with the people in our office, the pros and cons of doing this. And I said, well, we had just published our conspiracy issue of the New American Magazine, the big 96-page one that went and had the fold-out of all the...
I remember.
Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all of that. And so I said, yeah, we'll do it. I'll send you the book. We'll send you the conspiracy issue of the magazine. And then we have another magazine with Gorbachev on the cover with a hammer and sickle. Oh, yeah, we'd like that. So we sent all of those, and they used them in the film. And... what was important...
Like his wall had it all.
On his wall, when you go up to his apartment, he's got this whole stream of consciousness of...
Mel's a great guy. He listens all the time, so does his son and others.
And, but that was probably the first real exposure that most Americans had to MK Ultra. And Patrick Stewart played the part of Louis Jolion West, who was controlling... Jerry, the character that Mel Gibson played. So, but that really is a real program.
And then we have Catcher in the Rye that's used in their electroshock and torture as the programming manual.
Yeah. And millions of American students, and probably all over the world, hundreds of millions of people, have been force-fed that, Catcher in the Rye, as their... required reading literature in high school. So anyway, that was all very important background. But before that time, my predecessor as president of the Birch Society was Larry McDonald, Congressman Larry McDonald. I worked with him. He was congressman from Georgia. He was shot down actually 31 years ago this Labor Day.
Wow.
Korean Airlines 007. And after he was shot down on that airline by a Soviet MiG, I was in Washington, D.C. I used to cover Washington, D.C.
By the way, didn't a bunch of congressmen get off the plane when it took off?
Yeah.
And then, it looks like a little deal was made.
Well, or they were, well, there's a, it's too deep.
Not by them, but I'm saying, like, it was like.
Yeah. So he was the number one target in Congress by the Soviets and by the deep state establishment here. They were all after him all the time because he was the most consistent, solid, pro-American, pro-Constitution congressman. He was young. He was handsome. He was brilliant. He was
People know about Pat Buchanan fighting tyranny, but he's a great guy. But, man, Larry McDonald.
Yeah, so he had developed, besides being... head of the Birch Society after...
Guys, pull up Congressman Larry McDonald, please. Go ahead.
He had formed Western Goals Foundation, which brought together General Patton, General Singlob, General Lewis Walt of the Marines, Admiral Thomas Moore, and a number of important industrialists. And he was putting together this... Western Goals Foundation, which I worked undercover for in the Communist Party, Revolutionary Communist Party, Hezbollah, PLO, and we were, in my context, were giving them information to put into a database so that they said, look, this is what Congress should be doing. The House Committee on American Activities had been abolished. The Senate Internal Security Subcommittee had been abolished. So we were doing that, and he had to be taken out. But after that happened, I was in Washington, D.C., and relating to what you're talking about here with the shooter, while I was there, some congressional researchers gave me a stack of documents about child abduction and child programming, satanic ritual abuse, and because I had been researching that and going and doing things on this for quite some time. It is very difficult to substantiate those things, as you know. So there's all kinds of wild tales. They had a lot of documentation. They said, I said, well, why are you giving this to me? And they said, well, because we want you to do something. And I said, this was pre-internet. We didn't have any internet programs or anything. I said, so what are we going to do with this? I said, you guys have subpoena power. You can subpoena these guys. You can get these documents. You can put them on the stand. You can put them under oath. I said, I can't do that. And not only that, I've already been targeted. My family's been targeted. If we don't have some support from people like you, if you're not willing to step up on it, I can't take this any further. And so that's how far back this goes in terms of the actual evidence that Congress had already developed clear back then in the early 80s. So it was 83 when Congressman McDonald was shot down. It was the next year, 84, when I was back there.
But the dark side was already very scared and very concerned that you guys were figuring it out.
Yes, and that is that is why they went after everybody who started digging into this, and that's why they went after you. And still are going after you.
Oh, yeah. But they got big problems now. They don't just have William F. Jasper and Alex Jones deal with now.
Well, and that's really the thing that's very, very hopeful now. It was very discouraging for many years. You dig out important information. I would take it to other media outlets after doing all the heavy lifting and getting all of the documentation and the witnesses.
Because back then you had to go to the archives and Congress and fly. It wasn't like...
It wasn't available by keystroke like it is now. And so, and getting the documentation, getting people to go on the record, getting them to sign an affidavit. And then we found out, okay, they would get threatened. And they would say, "Well, I misspoke. I don't agree with that." So then we had to get video depositions of them, so they couldn't backtrack on it.
But it's because they get threatened after.
Yeah, they get threatened. Their
people keep saying, "Oh, we want to arrest with grand juries." Do you have any? They've openly tried and have to put all of Trump's loyal lawyers in prison.
Yes.
So when somebody like Ed Martin comes out with all these task forces and they've got open grand juries and stuff. Can you, I mean, he's putting his life on the line. People need to understand, like, this is not a game.
We're dealing with criminals of the lowest order or highest order, however you want to put it.
The highest grade evil.
Yes. So, what we're talking about when we talk about communist regimes or totalitarian regimes, they are criminal enterprises that have gained geopolitical power. And that's what we have with the deep state. Within our government, we still have the form of our government, but as the communists refer to it, a revolution within the form. You still have the form. It looks like we're still the United States of America. We still have a constitution. We still have.
But like termites, they've eaten everything.
That's right. They've infiltrated, permeated the entire governmental apparatus, and not only the government, but all of the cultural and institutional, educational,
so let me ask you this question. What moment are we at right now? Because people can say, oh, Trump's not perfect, he's doing this or that. But the manifestation of him and other populists winning and all the truth coming out and the globalists, no one buying anything they say, and Bill Gates will put a video out and it'll get 20 million views and 99% of the comments are, we know all about you, we're going to get you. I mean, this is a sea change. So the bigger question is, what do we do with this giant sea change? Now all these new people have woken up. They want instant gratification, plus they don't have deep background or context like you do, and myself to a lesser extent. But it's crazy when you've been nose to the grindstone, you 50 years or 45 or whatever it is, me 30 plus, and I see people that are just now waking up. It's easy, though, to lead them into rabbit trails, and it's very frustrating. And then they think we're up here just saying something like we just think we know. No, you've got to have so much context.
That's so true. We're at a very critical moment here. I knew something like this would eventually happen, and it has happened, is happening. People are awakening. We aren't at the critical mass yet. We need to get to that critical mass because.
But have we passed the point of no return? No, I believe we passed the point. I mean, even the bad guys. I believe we passed the event horizon. I don't know what the outcome will be, but there'll be a clash where I don't see any way they win after this, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think that we can grab defeat out of the jaws of victory here.
Okay, so have we passed the event horizon?
No, but here's the thing, and I see it all across the country, and I see it in various organizations that are having issues now with trying to bring people out. After the victory of last year's election, we have two mindsets. There are the people that say, hey, it's Donald Trump's won, we're going to, time to break?
No, I'm just saying, okay. I'm just pointing you at the camera right there.
Oh, okay.
You know what you're doing right there. We set this up wrong and we never change. I don't know why. I want to stick a camera over here because the guests always look at me. And for the reason, we never do. I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't work. But I just am always the guest because I want you to talk to them.
So we're facing two mindsets right now that are both problematic. We have the folks that have awakened. And they say Trump's gonna save us. He's now in there. He's got Pam Bondi. He's got Kash Patel. He's got the rest of his crew. They're cleaning house. I can go back to my normal life. I can start relaxing again. No, we can't. The other people, the other mindset is that it's too late. It's all over. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm going to head for the hills. I'm going to barricade myself in, get my groceries, and wait it out. Both of those are dead ends. We right now have an opportunity to move forward, to do what we've never been able to do before, and that is we have to take advantage of this respite that we have under Trump. But it's just that. It's a respite. We haven't crossed over in the victory line yet. We still have a long ways to go. We have the congressional races coming up just in months, and we could see a complete loss of the House and of the Senate. So we would be back to where we were in the past, and another impeachment. We wouldn't be moving forward on any of the agenda items that we now have an opportunity to. So it's time for everybody to get in the fight right now. It's an encouraging time to be and an exciting time to be involved in it.
Well, let me just say this, we're gonna come right back. You just quantified, William F. Jasper, perfectly what I've been trying to say with my frustration, and I think I've said it, but in long-winded ways. I actually agree with you. I would say 70 or 80% of people that are patriots are now either black-pilled, it's all over, we're totally doomed, give up, nothing's perfect, I'm going to go slip my rest, or, you know, hide in the bunker. And then of that, it's like 50-50 out of that 70% or so. The other thing's, it's like Q stuff. Everything's fine. We're invincible. Everything's handled. Let's just go party and wave Trump flags. When no, we're winning. We're winning battles. We have the initiative. We've turned the tide. But now we're going into the real crucible. And so both camps, I want to punch them in the face. And it's either like, it's all over. We're all screwing you. Or it's, we're invincible. Everything's fine. It's like, no, we are winning the war, but we have not won the war yet. That is what's happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
The It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Got a bunch of huge news as Trump goes on the rampage in a good way. Next segment with William F. Jasper, editor of the New American Magazine, president of John Birch Society. But I want you to start over, because what you said was such a great way of boiling this down. I don't know the actual number, because people's minds change day to day, but just the vast majority of patriots are exhausted and think it's black-pilled, or they think we're invincible, we've won, and it's like a regular election cycle, they've gone back to sleep, and that is not the case. Really, we've had some of the biggest strategic wins we've ever had, amazing opportunities, a global awakening's happening, but the enemy is really coming back with a counteroffensive against us, and so, or you call it a counter-revolution. Of course, they call our resistance a counter-revolution, but really, you can look at it either way. So just spend a few minutes, we only got 3 minutes to break, 4 minutes to break, restating that, William F. Jasper, because in and of itself, this is so important. By I don't think there's anybody around, you look young, but you've been around forever, that's been in the trenches as much as you at so many levels to be able to tell us how the cow ate the cabbage. So where are we really, and what do we need to be doing instead of either, oh, we're invincible, oh, or we're all screwed?
Well, that's the dichotomy that we're in right now. And I have to say, I'm very excited about the position that we're in right now. It's a very dangerous position, because the deep state is real, as we've seen, has been proven over the last 10 years or so of the first Trump administration, the Biden administration, and now all the lawfare and everything that's we've seen happening in the last several months of the Trump 47. We are now in a very critical, crucial spot. After decades of seemingly no hope, where we had one deep state administration after another, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican. And as I mentioned earlier, Alex, in our talk, we put out a New American conspiracy issue back in 1995. And in that, we have a foldout of all the administrations from Herbert Hoover on up to the present day, and all of the Council on Foreign Relations, New World Order people in each administration. Come up to today, and in the Trump administration, this is the first administration. There are a couple of those deep state or globalists who are openly agents of the New World Order in his administration, but it's a marked difference. And of course, the whole agenda, the anti-globalist agenda of the Trump administration, this is a marked change. And so this brings a lot of hope. For some people, it has been a euphoria, and I caution against that, because the battle is not over. We're in a battle in a long war. This has been a war that's been going on for a long time, even more than decades, going back for the past century. And the globalists have not given up. The communists have not given up. The communists and the globalists have joined forces, and they intend to reverse this, and they still have lots of power. They can reverse this if we don't press forward at all levels, at the state level, with our state legislatures, state attorney generals, and at the national level with Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, which controls the purse strings. So we cannot allow ourselves to get euphoric, and like too many of the MAGA people have gotten the idea that the battle's over, Trump's going to take care of it. He is not the savior. He's not going to be able to do it. He can't reverse this all by himself. But at the same time, we have people that have given up. They say, oh, Trump sold out, Trump is no good, or Trump can't do anything. He's not clearing out all the deep state people out of the bureaucracy. And they're giving up. So, look, we're caught between this Scylla and Charybdis. We got to make sure that we don't succumb to either of them.
Absolutely. We've got to take this historic opportunity, because Trump isn't the reason we're turning the tide. It's everybody's tireless work, like the founder of the John Birch Society, God bless him, Mr. Welch.
Absolutely.
I mean, literally, we would be completely doomed to a communist regime right now if it wasn't for him.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Trump is on a rampage, and in a good way. And I told you, I had a lengthy 45-minute conversation with the main strike force leader, Ed Martin, about the grand juries they've opened up, what they're doing, what they're going after, what they're finding. He couldn't tell me the classified stuff, but he said it's way worse than what Gabbard's even released so far. They're dealing with the national security implications of just deliberate, cut and dry, undermine the American people, discredit Trump, overthrow him, coup stuff. And then he goes, meanwhile, you've seen the studies where like half of Democrats have never filed taxes in 20 years in Congress. They're going to get them that way too. So he said, no, go ahead and tell them, because, they can't go reverse that. So it's like shooting fish in a barrel, except they have all these judges try to block them. They get sued at every turn. They're having to do lie detector tests for the people on these task forces. There's double agents everywhere. And then all sorts of stuff happens behind the scenes. Believe me, I've been just fighting them on air, and they offer people money to lie about you, just all sorts of insane stuff. And luckily, I lead a pretty boring lifestyle, or I'd be screwed, because I'm trying to write myself into it. It's just, I can tell you, I can't imagine what it's like being in the Trump family or people directly in his orbit. So here's just a snapshot of what we're dealing with. CDC director refuses to leave after White House fires her. Susan Morinez, I always pronounce that wrong, is refusing to step down from her position as the director of the Centers for Disease Control. They just purged, not dozens, hundreds and hundreds, we're now learning, of all these Bill Gates people in there that lied for their confirmation about what they would do. Kennedy bans the mRNA. He's on vacation. They authorize it. This is a mutinous operation. It's like Elon Musk said a few months ago on Joe Rogan. He said, listen, we elected Trump as the captain, but still half the crew's in mutiny. You got to understand they're literally fighting over the wheel of the ship. Then Fed Governor Lisa Cook refuses to leave, sues Trump for trying to remove her. So at every front, they are fighting this. Then Trump urges criminal charges against Soros and his son for on record funding all these different summers of rage and the latest No Kings. operation. Elon Musk has, you know, now joined Trump, saying he backs and supports that. Hegseth orders investigation of Microsoft's use of CCP-linked engineers on Pentagon cloud projects. They put kill switches in everything. Total information manipulation inside Trump's attempt to put his mark on the Federal Reserve. That big operation, as I said, RFK Jr. goes scorched earth, removes dozens. Now we learned it's hundreds of Bill Gates plants inside CDC, HHS, NIH, including CDC director. Now we're learning more about John Bolton, how they have his communiques and secret documents, because the other agencies grabbed it, because the Russians and Chinese grabbed it. I mean, this is explosive stuff. Also, former Capitol Police Chief, J6 Committee, says, I testify. He's now told Tucker Carlson. That was the last show Tucker did. They shelved. Now he's come back out and said, no, I testified to the fake J6 Committee that there were feds, that they were running the attack. So he's getting ready to go public. It just goes on and on. So this is Trump on a rampage. And I can tell you, Trump is 100% understands that they're going to put him in prison if he doesn't take down the deep state. And he understands that his constituents want it. That's the number one issue. Not even the economy, not inflation, not the fentanyl, not the war. You can argue maybe those are more important. They're not. He knows. And I can tell you, people in the meetings, I'll leave it at that, not just Ed Martin, that Trump is telling people this stuff is all over the news. When he says, I'm not involved running the prosecution, that's true. But he says he has the documents. He knows what they did. And he's saying, you're going to do your job or you're going to be bye-bye. And they brought in the Missouri AG, not because Bongino's leaving. He already basically secretly resigned from my sources. He'll be gone soon. He's not a bad guy. He's just in over his head. If Kash Patel and Pam Bondi don't do their job, they're going to be removed. And you're going to have the new head of the FBI be the Missouri AG, and they're looking at other people to be the attorney general. So you want action, folks. Believe me, nobody wants it more than you. That was quite the breakdown there of just some of the top stories. William F. Jasper, president of the John Birch Society, editor of the New American Magazine. What is your take on that?
Well, you started off with the gals at CDC and the Federal Reserve who are refusing to step down, refusing to leave their office. They're fighting it. This is what we're facing all across the bureaucracy. They are lawyered up with all these ACLU, National Lawyers Guild, and white shoe law firms to challenge every one of these, and they have judges, compliant judges, traitorous judges, in my opinion. So one of the things that I did when I was working with Larry McDonald and the Western Goals Foundation and the John Birch Society was I went undercover in the Communist Party, the Revolutionary Communist Party, various communist organizations, and their adjuncts, such as the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, which is the official arm of the Communist Party USA, and many of those attorneys involved in those organizations became federal judges. And so we have a situation where an ACLU, NLG, radical attorney brings a case before one of his comrades, a fellow traveler, who is a federal judge now. And so they select the cases, they select the courts, and they know they have a slam dunk. They know that even if the Supreme Court overturns it, if they have a couple hundred cases, it's going to be years before these things work their way to the Supreme Court, by which time they intend to be back in power. So that's how perilous this is right now. And this is where, again, Congress is coming back into session here in a few days on September 2nd, I believe. And we need to put the pressure on members of Congress to step up and do their job. They've been abdicating their responsibilities. They have been abdicating their constitutional duties to protect this country. And they're not going to do their jobs unless we give them sufficient pressure, unless they feel the heat from us. So, again, it comes back to us. This isn't going to happen through some vicarious action of other people. We, as citizens, each of us individually, have to get involved.
That's right. We got Trump in and all these other people because we pushed him. Their actions aren't all perfect. But at the end of the day, we're getting major results. We're moving the needle towards liberty, away from tyranny. So instead of being like babies that just demand mommy make us dinner, we're going to have to do this ourselves and see the power we've had, see the effect we've had. But see, you've been doing this how many years?
49 years. Actually, on staff, 49. 2 years, so 51 years. So
you've got the great perspective and context of maybe 1% were awake, or tell me the number, what you think, guesstimation. So you've seen the arc of awakening and how fast it's moving. I've been doing it, you know, on air 31, about 35 involved, 40 literally into this information. It was fascinating. And I was like, why read comic books and science fiction when the real world's so interesting? So I got a love of history. So by the time I was about 10, but for people that don't have context, I already talked about this earlier, but it's so important. They just don't see how far we've come when they're being pessimists. We should be very excited. But as you said, understand the danger that the enemy's throwing everything it can now back at us because we are winning.
Well, as I was talking with Harrison in between the programs here, and I'm pointing out, look, this resonates with just about everyone that still has an ounce of heroism left in their hearts, that we are in a battle. We need to get to rise to the occasion. We're in a war, and the battle that we're currently in demands all of us, our attention, our sacrifice, our efforts. You look at the big movies, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, and what is it that draws people there? It's the gravitas of fighting against the forces of evil.
And this is really real. This is your chance to actually be involved against a transhumanist Satan cult and win.
Right. And so, you know, get off of your couch and stop gratuitously, vicariously staying uninvolved in this.
Well, what you're saying is the black-pilled people, Monday morning quarterback all day about how this person can do better or that person, or you're controlled opposition because it makes them feel big. Okay, call me controlled opposition all day. You wouldn't be here if we wouldn't been doing this. Show us how it's done. Go run for office. Go speak out. Publish a book. Do something.
Absolutely. This is the time for action, for informed action. And before you go out and do any action, you better know what it is you're doing. So,
well, it's simple. If you go to an Antifa event or Democrat event, public or private, go to it, record it, you're going to get criminal stuff. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Okay, for a layperson, somebody that's somewhat informed, wants to get involved, there's a million ways to do it. You can support those that are fighting at the tip of the spear. That's always a no-brainer, win-win-win. But for somebody that actually wants to get in the field, what would you recommend? I say put on a rainbow flag shirt, maybe put some white paint and black circles around your eyes so you look like a zombie. Tell them you love Satan. And just literally walk up to the left and say, I want to screw kids and I love Satan. They're probably going to take you to, some dungeon to rape kids that night, and you just call the police on them. I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm sorry.
Well, so I'm a little more staid than that.
I'm being sarcastic there, but I'm just saying, it's like you use a Star Wars analogy. He's like, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, Luke Skywalker, how did you go with me to Alderaan? He goes, Alderaan, I go home. I got school. I got work. Yeah. He goes, I know. Get on the Millennium Falcon, man. It's going to be the adventure begins,
So
how would the average person get on the Millennium Falcon?
So obviously I'm biased, but I think that if you want to be informed, then you want to take informed, responsible action. The best place you can go to do that is to the John Birch Society, which has been reviled and demeaned and smeared for decades because we have been doing that job, which is helping.
The first report cards on Congress, what are they really doing?
Right. So one of the ways you do that, you can join a local chapter. You can go to our website and find out, get daily alerts at your state level, at your federal level.
And you're getting in with just with pure data, all facts, OG organization.
And right. And we publish the voting records of members of Congress and of the state legislatures. This was a mammoth undertaking. This is something I've been wanting to see for years, where we actually get the state legislatures, because our effort now is called Make America States Again, MASA, just like MAGA, Make America Great Again. Part of the greatness of America and the protection of America is our federal system, which is not just, most people think of our federal system as legislative, executive, and judicial separation of the federal government. No, we are a compound republic, as the Founding Fathers said in the Federalist Papers. And so the big important separation of powers is between the federal government and the state governments. And for the past 60 years, the federal government has completely overshadowed and suborned the state governments. And now we see a resurgence of the states reclaiming their
case in point, led by Texas, BlackRock losing cases for racketeering, organized global ESG UN takeover, trying to shut down Texas investment. And boom, the courts are like, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is mafia tactics. That's the power of the states.
Absolutely. So we have many state legislatures, many state attorney generals taking the fight to the federal government, taking back their power from the feds who have usurped power.
And then they prove themselves at the co-equal state level to then be sent as our emissaries to the federal. So it's also a clearinghouse.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is a great time to be alive. If we were,
well, that's a way to quantify it. But dead reckoning for people that are like, "Oh, this sucks. I know about the New World Order now. They didn't completely fall right away." I mean, I would say the victories we're having on a daily basis now eclipse victories we would have like 20 years ago in a year. I mean, we were like moving at a mile an hour before. We're going at 200 miles an hour now.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a very encouraging thing to see these things that are happening. And so the people that are naysaying everything and saying, "Oh, it's all over, nothing's happening," they're either fools or they are a controlled opposition.
Oh, we know there's bots.
Yeah.
But I know that they cherry pick stuff I say out of context, put it on other channels and 20 million views. You know, this 20 million, this 10 million. But my full context stuff, it gets suppressed. So the full context, but they actually use me to demoralize people. And that's really a paradox I have because I do long, complex thoughts. But I just, at the end of the day, people just have to come to the full show.
Yeah. So, and it's going to become more and more difficult with the AI. I've seen some of your AI on here. It's fun stuff, but there's very, very complex and convincing AI that is totally fake, and we're already experiencing that. It's going to be used against us.
Well, it's beyond that. Now Google, which is pure evil, they have been, it turns out, for going into videos and manipulating them with AI without asking the creator. So without even asking, they're merging it with reality. That's really the next frontier.
Yes, and that is what they are doing in concert with their co-conspirators in government, in the intelligence agencies. And that is one of the areas that...
And they're going to blur it on purpose so nobody knows what reality is.
Yeah, and then that will feed the temptation that a lot of people have to say, well, you can't know anything anymore, so I...
And that's called the fog of war.
Yes. So we're in very interesting times and very... encouraging times, I believe, a time that I didn't know if was ever going to come in my lifetime, but it has. And so this is the time to strike.
I'll tell you the good news. I agree. Talking to Ed Martin 6 months ago, he said it was already happening. But now, whatever he's told me that comes out later, he's had the people in the Biden White House that ran the auto pen and were told to by this committee of Obama and Hillary and others come to him, and he's got them already. And they're like, "What do we do?" They're like, "Well, the paying for pardons is the most obvious," because then it gets into a whole debate about, well, Biden wasn't there, but this committee ran it. But it's just, it's like the crimes are so outrageous. But now it's exponential whistleblowers. Their biggest problem is just processing all the whistleblowers.
Yeah, well, that's a good problem to have compared to in times past where whistleblowers were so fearful of coming forward, and when they did come forward...
They got shot in the back like Seth Rich?
Yeah, or they got suicided one way or the other.
Yeah.
And we had that happen during Oklahoma City. In fact, several times I was just getting ready to interview people, and guess what? He committed suicide.
Terrence Yeager.
Stabbed himself, shot himself, hung himself.
Terrence Yeager, I mean, followed by feds.
Yeah.
And they get him and torture him to death in a field.
Yeah.
That was the cop.
Harry Yakey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They interviewed his family, all of them.
Yeah, and his
that's why you always went to Oklahoma City, because we really caught him there. I mean, I've interviewed, like, the workers at HUD and the rest of it, and, like, they saw all these famous feds. They later saw at the press conferences, like, "What are you doing?" Because they, for exercise, you know, they go up to the I forget her name, the woman at HUD, and she's like, what are you guys doing? And she remembers like, they're really good-looking, tough-looking men. Like, oh, we're just working on the telephone lines, big gray sticks of butter the days before. And, like, she's saying the name. She goes, then I see the press conference, and it's the ATF guy, and it's the German guy, and it's the... They had, like, the head guys planning the bombs themselves.
And you probably have played some of the video of the news footage from that time.
The bombs, bringing the bombs out.
Bringing the bombs out.
They didn't detonate.
But none of us have seen, and I think we mentioned it in the last hour with Harrison, is the video footage, the multiple
surveillance cameras that FBI whistleblowers said they had.
Yes, that from outside of the Murrah building, showing the Ryder truck driving up, showing Timothy McVeigh, showing John Doe number two, showing the vehicle that was following him. And we know that those exist because I interviewed FBI and police officials there days after the event. They had a briefing. They were shown all of this video, and they were told it's going to be coming out.
And then the Fed seized all of it.
Yeah, and then it's still being held. And Jesse Trenadue, the attorney whose brother got tortured to death in Oklahoma City by the FBI.
That's because he was misidentified.
Yes, and he has been trying to get the current Justice Department to release, to go in and get all of that.
Oh, I agree. If Trump wants to fry the Clintons, they need
that's
to release
the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
You think the feds have destroyed those VHS tapes?
Well, that's always a big concern. There has been a lot of evidence that has disappeared, probably has been destroyed.
Or tainted.
Yeah. But what we find out over and over again is there are some people in the network who don't want to see this.
Well, that's happen. How we know, because you were the guy that even the LA Times reported on your investigation. Like, what was it? Two FBI agents, I'm going from memory, came to you and said, no, we saw it all. And then it was headline. FBI agents saw tapes, said, you know, that the admin disappeared.
Yep.
What was the LA Times headline?
You got a better memory on.
No, it was just, but that was you ferreting around doing that.
Yeah. And thanks to those parents and grandparents who lost children and grandchildren in there and just wouldn't give up, thanks to State Representative Charles Key, who took all of the slings and arrows from the media about how he was messing up.
And General Parton.
General Parton. Sam Cohen, the father of the neutron bomb, he weighed in our favor on that. He said that physics, this just
doesn't... Yeah, yeah. A truck bomb doesn't blow up columns in the back of the building, but not columns is up against.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus the blast points.
Yes.
Remember, we have the video, and like General Parton and all these guys are like, these are plastic explosive blast points right here. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi using the, you know, only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Yeah.
So, like, looks,
yeah. So, and even that evidence is still available. They buried it, but those columns would still tell the tale if they were exhumed.
Remember, they put them in the ground and dump concrete on them.
Yeah. Yep. So.
And the Camp Gruber and the bomb.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are so many layers to the deception at the Oklahoma City bombing that there are literally hundreds of points of incriminating evidence that could be brought forward. And that's what we're still working on. And
well, I mean, I interviewed the K-9 guy they didn't kill. And literally the FBI comes into his office. What's his name? Browning.
Yeah.
And they say, we'll kill you and your wife if you don't. And he goes, excuse me? And they said, well, you know, you and your wife want to die? Shut up. And he was a Marine and stuff. He said he almost got up. I talked to him. You know, like, I'd be like, we won't just kill you. We'll kill your wife, buddy.
He was fairly. He kept meeting with me during all that.
And imagine you're talking to the head of the K-9 unit who gets there right behind Terrence Yankee, who they tortured to death, and the feds later come in and go, you keep asking questions, we're going to kill you and your wife. I don't know what I would do if FBI just came in and told me that to my face. That'd be a little bit of a problem. You know.
So, unfortunately, some people who were threatened like that didn't survive. Quite a number of them. You mentioned Terry Yakey. He's just one.
He calls his wife. I've hidden the evidence, blah, blah, blah. The feds are following me. And then they torture him to death.
Yeah, I mean, he's covered with cigarette burns. He's shot in the head. He's dragged through the fields. I talked to his mother, incredibly.
Oh, let's talk about that. He was a big old, awesome, smart, big old black guy. How many people he carried out on his back out of the building?
He was a real hero. He went back and forth into the Murrah building when stuff was falling down. Nobody was supposed to go in there, and he kept dragging people out.
But then he saw the bombs, so he had to die.
Yeah.
And they threatened him. He didn't back down either.
No.
But hold on, let's stay there. Let's come back and talk.
Well, I'm a 10-4 hat wearing meat eating son of a gun, loving fun, loving hot blooded Texans who step in outlaw free when looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will
I'll always believe and I'll always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
All right, well, I could talk to William F. Jasper of the New American Magazine, president of the John Birch Society, all day, but we're almost out of time with him, and I got a bunch of other news ended up in my dad I want to get to. But I didn't know he was taking our ultramethylene blue, so I said, oh, with all our guests, we asked him to take it, and everybody except Jeremy Brown wanted to take it for a reason he didn't want to. Great Green Beret, J6er. You know, the feds came to him and tried to get him to go set up. People ahead of J6, he refused. They set up with a hand grenade, all the rest of it. And you just gave me your brief testimony. So I would look, because, I mean, this isn't BS. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes it. It's good for your cells. If you're on SSRIs, you can't take it. It's very serious. We have the strongest, and it funds this operation. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Medical grade, USP grade, the best. Ultramethylene blue. So You sort of give me your testimony saying you love it. I said, hold on. I don't want to know. I want you to tell people on air, William. So when did you get it? What was the effect?
So I had a doctor friend who told me about methylene blue a number of years ago. And so I tried it back then. And then I ran out of it. And then a nurse practitioner, health practitioner friend of mine who's really into all kinds of medical therapies told me about it again a couple of years ago, and I got some, and then I ran out, and then I saw that you had it on InfoWars. So I said, well, I'm all out of it. I'm going to give it a try. And so I got it a couple of months ago, and I guess we'll give it a shot right here.
So, again, I haven't heard the effect. I know you tell the truth. Was the other stuff as strong as ours or stronger?
No, I've been a health nut, people call me, all my life.
Well, you look super young for your age. So.
And so I thank God that I've been healthy. And when I take most supplements, a lot of people say, oh, you'll feel, you know, this big surge. And normally I don't. I just think, okay, I'm doing something right for my body and for my brain. And with methylene blue, I haven't had the phenomenal surges that a lot of people have had, but I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy. Helps me I keep a lot of late hours. I'm talking to people over in Europe or over in other continents, and so my biorhythms get all messed up, and so it really helps me with my sleep. And
well, I'll be honest, though, because you're saying your doctors and others told you to do it, just like mine did 6 years ago. I got it, USP, didn't really have the effect. My wife liked it, so she's been on it. We tried different brands. This one, I'm not trying to differentiate, it's just true. It's been way stronger for me. If you do have other brands you took that are as good or better, I want to know, because if there's something better, we'll go with them.
I haven't found anything better.
All right. Well, I mean, to me, just the workouts. Because the short term, I felt this big boost of energy, but my biggest thing has just been recovery and the workouts have been more intense.
Well, I've noticed some of your workouts that you have. My workouts have not been as vigorous as yours, but I do take my dogs and we go hiking up the mountain every day, and I do my work logging on my property and. So I need as many of these supplements as I can get. And so I found this to be very helpful.
Well, thanks for the plug. And I've given it to over 500 people now. And three of them felt nothing. And then two of them said, I feel like I'm going insane. And I'm scared I'm never taking this again. So take a very small amount when you first take it, folks. Because you might be that tiny percent that feel like they're going crazy.
Well, we'll see. When I get back home, I'm going to take the dogs. We're going to go up and I'll see how many Sasquatches I see.
Where do you live again?
Idaho.
Oh, that's beautiful up there.
Up in God's country.
Absolutely.
after many years in the concrete jungle of L.A. and Sacramento and New York and Washington, D.C., I finally made it back home to Idaho and continuing the fight from there.
And, again, your story, your parents from the John Birch Society, you really respected them, but they were telling you about all the communist infiltration, the U.S. government funds it. You didn't believe it. You went to reverse engineer it, and you were already a scholar and found out your parents were right, and then you joined it.
Yeah, so I had heard, and I didn't know where. I had never met anybody from the Birch Society. I had never read any of their materials. I just had it implanted in my brain from the media, from textbooks, from school, that these crazy Birchers were some kind of neo-Nazis, racist, Ku Klux Klan, that, all those kind of things. I knew they couldn't be Nazi because both of my parents and all of my uncles fought in World War II against the Nazis, and they were good, strong Americans. And so, and that's why, getting back to the fight that we're in, a lot of people are whimpering and whining, oh, it's all over. My dad was in the 82nd Airborne. He was at the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, people were freezing to death. People were being run over by tanks. You think that you're in a battle just because you went through the election last year and you had to walk some precincts and you had to knock on some doors. Folks, that isn't the battle. We've got some battles before us, and we've got to put on our big boy pants and get busy.
Well, yeah, and you've been through a lot. Trump's been through a lot. I've been through a lot. But I chose that. I know my enemy's evil. I've had them actually tell me at these depositions and mediations, they go, you know, we're the mafia. We're really going to. And I'm like, oh, I already knew that. What you think now that you're threatening me? They openly do this. I've named names. Like, I already know that. So I chose this. Whatever happens to me, I chose this. And the alternative of being a slave and turning my family over to them is a trillion times worse than the lawsuits and the attacks and the infiltration and the grand juries. I mean, I know I'm fighting evil. This is what we're meant to do. It feels good to fight evil.
Absolutely.
I don't want people to understand out there, this is the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. You're missing out. And I know this audience is active, so I'm not preaching to you. But for the new people that tune in, or the black-pilled whiny babies, I learned the newbies, the people that just woke up are the biggest crybabies.
Yeah, but I am finding people that have just woken up that are going, oh, I had no idea this was going on, and they're willing to get in the
fight. Oh, I'm not saying the majority of new people that wake up are bad. I'm just saying a big portion of them wake up, and now they want to critique. They want, well, if it's so bad, why do we fix it? Yeah. Well, you go out and really take them on and see what happens. I'll tell you why. They come after your ass.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, Serafin, 6 months ago, the FBI said, yeah, they've given all the local districts the files. And a month later, he goes, yeah, I've talked to a bunch of field officers. No one will go do it. And even the few FBI agents go, fine, you have to volunteer to look at the child rape stuff. As soon as they go in, they go, actually, you got reassigned. Mm-hmm. So it's like, which is weird. Why would Bondi send it out to all the offices? That kind of like is loading the blackmail gun maybe against the deep state, but then nobody actually looks at it. I don't know.
Yeah, there are still a lot of mysteries about why some of these things aren't happening yet. And we talked about that the last hour with Harrison, that we know that Dan Bongino, he looks like he was dragged through a knothole. He was very uncomfortable when he first started.
I've known Bongino like 15, however long it is. He used to always look happy and great. He looks like a POW now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of internal conflict. He knows that, hey, things aren't right here. He's trying to, he was trying to do the right thing. And he's run up against some brick walls, some steel doors, and some bad people that are arguing that.
And he's being asked through loyalty for the CIA and Mossad that we're going to move on to other things here. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, those are things. Reality, folks, that we have to deal with and have to expect.
And they come and say, hey, we're going to do all these good things and fix all this, but we're not doing this. And that becomes that lesser two evils thing.
Yeah, this is off limits. You can't go there. Well, the things that they say are off limits are really the areas that we need to break through.
What do you make of the entire obsession with Israel. I mean, obviously, you've been critical of Israel a lot, but it's not been your central focus, China and the big NGOs and all that. But clearly, there's a dialectic going on with a confrontation is coming with this ramp up with anti-Israel stuff and then all the bizarre behavior of Israel. How do you see the dialectic working there?
That's a very difficult puzzle to unravel there. It's very clear that Netanyahu and his mob there have talons in the Trump administration because President Trump is doing things that he said he wouldn't do. We're going to stay out of these wars. He's aiding the Israeli, I don't like to use the word genocide because that's what the left is always doing, but really they're indiscriminate killing of people in Gaza. That's turning people against Israel and against the Israeli people and against Jews. And so he needs to come clean on that. And
by the way, I love how I said 6 months ago, they're going to take all of Gaza. He just announced they're taking it all. So where are they going to send the 2 million people?
Well,
get that video ready. I mean, I love how every step of the way, notice Netanyahu, and I don't want to fetishize attacking Israel because there's so much other, but it's like Netanyahu, the lies get bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, we don't want Gaza. Yeah, we do. Oh, you didn't arrest the head of our cyber command in a pedophile sting when he's mugshotted and on record. I mean, it's just we accidentally blew up a hospital in one day twice.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, I mean, just stop.
So I mean, it's lost all credibility long ago, and it unfortunately is driving people into the Hamas arms because
that's the paradox. Is that then the left and Soros is all with Islam? People go, well, I'm for Israel or I'm for Islam. No, it's like these false dichotomies.
Absolutely, you know, it's the same thing that we're seeing in Ukraine with Ukraine and Russia. That's probably one of the most difficult things that we have to deal with Trump is the whole Israeli factor and the Netanyahu factor. I don't know how we get out of that. And I think that a big part of the explanation for that is all of the funding that he got from Edelson and others that extracted a promise from him. But he made a promise to the American people that it's going to He's going to make America great again, and he's going to put America first, not Netanyahu first.
Well, in Gallup polls, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world, and they finally knocked out Hezbollah and Hamas. And so now they stop there, but no, it's like dominate the discussion, suck all the air out of the building. We got to deal with China. We can't just be running around spending $10 trillion in the Middle East. $10 trillion, people.
Yeah, I mean, we're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. That's not just as the old trope goes that we owe it to ourselves. We're paying people who own those bonds that debt.
Yeah, if you're wondering why there's so much inflation, more than anything, it's the wars.
Yeah.
I've seen the numbers the other day. It's $10 trillion now, conservatively. Afghanistan, Iraq, all of it.
Yeah.
$10 trillion.
Where's that coming from? It's got to come from somewhere. And they spin it out at the Federal Reserve. I'm sure a few days ago in Jackson Hole, where all the central bankers were meeting, that they came up with some delightful programs to save us there and to pump out some more trillions of dollars.
Well, that's the thing. They're maneuvering us towards total bankruptcy. So we're all obsessing over Israel, which is all front and center and fine. Up above that, do we have the Netanyahu clip, guys? All right, here is Netanyahu. We've got to pull up after this. We can do it in post because we're live right now. All the articles that we're conspiracy theorists, they're not going to take all of Gaza. They're not going to ship the refugees here. They leaked the plan a year ago. They want to ship 1 million+ to Europe and 1 million here. If these Palestinians are so dangerous, how about we put them at Netanyahu's house? I mean, seriously, Netanyahu wants to put, I don't want to blow the little kids up, but at the same time, you know, rattlesnakes in our bed. And it's like, I mean, this is just disgusting. This is disgusting. So I say we send 10,000 Palestinians to Pastor Hagee, the Christian Zionist church, here in San Antonio. You just take 10,000 of them. Hey, I tell you what, you take 10,000 of the 2.5 million at your church first, and I'll back him. Of course, you know Hagee isn't going
to
take them.
But he can't export them anywhere else. He has to keep them there in his property.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's Netanyahu. Here it is. They're going to literally, I guess, if nobody takes them, march the Palestinians into the desert. Here it is.
You will go immediately into a meeting with your security cabinet. Will Israel take control of all of Gaza?
We intend to. In order to assure our security, remove Hamas there, enable the population to be free of Gaza, and to pass it to civilian governance. That is not Hamas and not anyone advocating the destruction of Israel. That's what we want to do. We want to liberate ourselves and liberate the people of Gaza from the awful terror of Hamas. And you were in the Gaza Strip today. You met Palestinians who are fighting Hamas.
Let's just stop there. This is actually from the 7th, but then they've been denying it again. This is this whipsaw. What's happening here?
Well, we keep getting this. And he says, yes, we were attacking a Hamas terrorist, and it went into a school or went into a hospital. It was all a mistake. You can only credibly fall for that once or twice.
Hospital, though, they bomb it, and then the aid workers get there and they bomb it again. Yeah. A mishap, you know.
Yeah, so you have to ask yourself, are they trying to completely destroy any goodwill at all that anyone has for Israel, or trying to demonize it so we can have an all-out war in the Middle East to bring in Russia on the side of Hezbollah?
Are they trying to create Armageddon?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know the Albert Pike thing, he didn't really write the Three World Wars thing, but whoever wrote that was kind of telling you what was going to happen.
So all of this deception, and it's such patently obvious deception, is pushing us toward that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Since there was a third strike. Oh, excuse me. How many hours apart? Accidentally, they bombed the hospital 3 hours apart, all by accident. Oh, my God. Sorry. Go ahead, William.
That's called a triple tap.
It's all accidental. It's like if I shot with 100 yards with a bow and arrow, which I used to be that good, bullseye 3 times in a row. It's just an accident, William. I just didn't take like 10 years of training to do it or anything.
So, this is one of the biggest debacles that the Trump administration is facing, because he has backed Netanyahu on this. So, he's got to hear from the MAGA crowd that, no, this is not acceptable. We're not pro Hamas if we are opposed to these kinds of inhuman criminal policies.
But we don't lower ourselves to their level. Plus, when a lot of those people aren't even pro Hamas, like all the blowing up of Catholic churches on accident, and even in the West Bank, oopsie, we blew it up. Then it's these Israelis laughing as they aim a howitzer at the cross and blow it up.
Well, yes. So they're all people. They're all human beings there in Gaza, but there are many Christians there as well, and they're being targeted.
I mean, look, the settlers are going in and burning down the oldest Christian communities in the world. And even the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Huckabee, had to finally come out and say, please don't do that. It's bad for fundraising.
Yeah.
I mean, like, again, I don't even want to be enemies with Israel. But you can't be on, the settlers put out a release saying, we will drive all Goyim out. And you're just, okay. I mean, just like, okay, well.
You're not supposed to repeat that, because if you do, they'll accuse you of being anti-Semitic and anti-Israel.
So why is there such arrogance? It's not obviously the majority, I wouldn't say, but like, why does Netanyahu even when Huckabee goes, hey, it's bad for fundraising, we got Christians sending you billions that run ads everywhere, send money to Israel, you need to stop blowing up the churches. That might not even be a good deal. Huckabee's like, I lead groups there, the churches, on pilgrimages, $20,000 a person. Can you leave a few churches? Like, he literally's like, please stop blowing them up. We make money off those.
Yeah, I have in my home crucifixes, and statues and crosses that are made by Christians carved by Christians in Bethlehem. That's how they support themselves. And those artisans are almost extinct now. There's only a couple families left there that do this.
And if I wanted to be mean to Israel, I have a responsibility to show someone. I can show you hours of, it looks like Road Warrior, people on dune buggies and bulldozers laughing and throwing Molotov cocktails at Christian houses and burning them all down laughing. And then I'm not supposed to talk about it. It's like...
And their orchards and their vineyards and all of those things. There's only a few Christian communities left. And
West Bank, they just blew the last church up.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Yeah. But their homes, their gardens, their vineyards, their orchards.
When 200 Israelis come through your town in trucks and bulldozers and throw Molotov cocktails at the few remaining houses and your cars, it's an accident, though.
Yep. Yep. So,
well, then I actually support it because I think I'm going to hell if I don't support Israel. So I think that every Christian in Israel should be publicly executed because I don't worship Jesus. I worship Israel.
Well, a lot of Christians have to face up to that they have been duped into believing that Israel is our savior, and it is not. If you're a Christian, you believe that the Jew, Jesus Christ, is the Savior, the Son of God. And I believe that. That's why I wear the crucifix.
You know me over the years, and you too. I love everybody. I try not to get into these dialectics. You know, I want to convert everybody to freedom and Christ, and I'm doing it lovingly. But like you said, this is being done to create a big clash.
We are being played to enter into this fake battle between Christians and Jews and Muslims using the religious hatreds that the globalists and the communists have been using for all of the past century to agitate for warfare. It's part of the dialectic process of having the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and the synthesis in this case being war.
Divide and conquer, the great game. All right, we're going to end the interview. We've got dark journals with huge breaking news on the secret space program and all the weirdness. What do you make of Trump saying we've conquered time and space and a science czar saying that?
Well, I think that the misplaced faith in science and thinking that science, transhumanism, AI, all of these things are going to solve all of our problems is a very big false.
No, it's a cult. I agree. And notice almost all this stuff, especially the way it's deployed. I'm not a troglodyte, but it always makes stuff worse.
Yeah. No, I mean, we use the technology, and it's only because of the technology that you're able to do this, that as I said in the last segment, back in the day when we were doing the Oklahoma City bombing thing, we didn't have the internet, didn't have cell phones until the tail end of that. And every time you wanted to dig out a document, you had to go to a federal depository, dig through a whole bunch of files, go to the microfiche, microfilm. Now it's all there at our fingertips. It is a force multiplier.
But it is like water everywhere, don't up drink. We have more info than ever, but most people won't even go with what's real. They'd rather just have some rumor. William F. Jasper, New American Magazine, newamerican.com. Stay right there where it is in this segment. I did a 30-second plug last hour and no plug this hour. I'm the biggest problem around here funding-wise. When I plug every hour, we get enough funds in to operate. We are right on the edge of the red again. We're winning against the bad guys. But I need you to go to theallshowstore.com. You heard William F. Jasper talk about how great our methylene blue is. Today and tomorrow, the last days, 50X entries for the sweepstakes for the Jeep Gladiator and the Corvette and all that, $20,000 in prizes. That's our sponsor. They love doing it. I love meeting the winners every month when they come in. But you get 50X entries until tomorrow. But you can also get two bottles, already discounted, of the Irish Sea Moss gummies and get a free bottle. That ends tomorrow as well. And if you haven't had the Irish Sea Moss experience, it is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. We'll be right back with Dark Journals. Got a little bit more to say. Stay with us. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Famous former U.S. political prisoner, and the media would call him, famous mercenary, to give his expert take on what's happening in Russia, the Ukraine deal, where he sees it all going. And we'll get into the latest developments on that next segment. First off, and I'll get more to this after he leaves, but there is an ongoing long history of Israelis that are dual citizens of the U.S. with their right to return. And it's been a big scandal. I mean, thousands and thousands of pedophiles a year flee to Israel to escape prosecution. Epstein, when he was first getting prosecuted the last round, flew there, was thinking about not coming back, but did. So Nevada AG Pam Bondi is outraged after Israel's top cyber chief fled the U.S. without surrendering his passport following arrest for luring a minor online in a bus that arrested a bunch of people in Vegas trying to get minors to their hotel rooms. He must be returned immediately to face justice. On Monday night, Sigal Chadha, U.S. attorney for the District of Nevada, sounded the alarm after a shocking betrayal of justice allowed an alleged child molester to escape accountability, which outraged U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Gateway Pundit reported Monday that Tom Artem Alexandrich, head of the Technology Defense Division at the Israel National Cyber Directorate, was arrested in Las Vegas on suspicion of attempting to lure minors for sexual purposes. According to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Alexandrovich was caught attempting to solicit sex from a minor electronically during a multi-agency sting operation targeting child predators. He was booked into the Henderson Detention Center and shockingly released by the Nevada state judge on a measly $10,000 bail without requiring him to surrender his passport. He then fled to Israel. Here's a bunch of the other people that got arrested during this sting. Netanyahu's office quickly released a statement denying that the employee had ever been arrested. Oh, well, Netanyahu, he didn't even get arrested. Not just, oh, he's innocent or this is no big deal before that. No, he's innocent. Look, I don't try to single out Israel to attack them. I just, it's known they protect pedophiles. And, you know, look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, who was buried at the Mount of Olives from Mossad, running the admitted giant pedo blackmail thing in Europe, the UK, and other areas. And when that came out, he got thrown off his boat, named the Ghislaine. Just in, DOJ to deliver Epstein files to Oversight Committee. That's what the Republicans subpoenaed. The Democrats actually now are like, the judge is like, oh, don't release it, actually. So their bluff's been called. Officials with the Department of Justice have informed us that the department will begin to provide Epstein-related records to the Oversight Committee this week on Friday. So it's all starting to come out. And I've never seen any evidence of Trump being involved, so I say, even if he was, release it. Justice be done, may the heavens fall, but we know the Clintons and Bill Gates and the head of Harvard and just all these big globalists, mainly Democrats, are. Why is Trump then protecting him? Well, Roger Stone told me, right when Trump got elected again, and I talked to people after, and Roger said it publicly now, he said, you're never going to get it because the CIA was involved with Mossad running this. And Trump wasn't involved then, but they've come and said it'll bring down the whole government. Then Trump blocks it, and they turn around trying to blame him. Just release it and burn them all. We need this. No more cover-ups. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Victor Boots, our guest. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds to share the live feed. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, President Trump was particularly shining bright and one of the best examples of the work he's done in the last 9 years trying to save this country. He knows NATO started the war. He knows they've been encircling Russia. He knows they moved the missiles up there. He knows they've been sabotaging peace deals. He knows they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. He knows Zelensky fired missiles a few years ago into Poland and tried to blame Russia to start full war. He knows they've been attacking the reactor and trying to blame Russia. He knows they built Obama bioweapon labs there at the Russia facilities they took over. He knows all that. And that's why they got the lip readers, and I've confirmed it when he gets off. Trump said to Putin, finally we can meet, and I want to help you. Because Russia didn't start this. And if we had Russia encircling us with missiles, I would be all over the Russians. But they're not. And it's admitted that the EU Green New Deal carbon tax scam, the Paris Accords failed, so now their economic ministers have said, and I played the clips, even again yesterday, We want a 20 to 30 year war with Russia to break them in five parts, and that's our economic future. Well, A, that's evil. B, you've already lost, and they're the biggest nuclear power. So it's insane. And you have the Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected head of the EU Commission and her deputy, making more statements about, well, if we can't beat Russia, how are we going to beat China? The answer is you ain't going to beat either one militarily unless you blow the whole planet up, you crazy people. And look, there's nothing dumber than globalist, filthy rich women running these unelected commissions who I guarantee you cannot even fire a gun, don't even know how to find their ass with both hands, don't even know how to use a hammer and nails, ladies and gentlemen, literally trying to start a full war with the Russians. These people should be in straitjackets. But that's who they are. So now Trump said today he's got Zelensky agreeing to meet with Putin. Zelensky lies so much, who knows what will happen. Plus, he's such a coward, who knows if he'd get anywhere near Putin. But you saw Trump expose all the warmongers yesterday, the unelected commission, the coalition of the willing, the northern group within NATO, Starmer, Macron, all of them. And the most important thing is he pointed out that von der Leyen's not elected and that Zelensky's not elected. Zelensky, oh, I can't give away land. No, oh, even though he could, even though it's already been taken, starting in 2014, Trump goes, he goes, I wouldn't need to, you know. And Trump goes, well, wait a minute. You're not even elected for over a year and a half. He said, well, we can't have elections. We cannot have elections during war. So Trump goes, so I just start a war I can stay in 2028? That wasn't Trump endorsing that. He was pointing out that Zelensky is super unpopular. And now even the mainline polls have 70%+ of the Ukrainians against the war. They're collapsing. They've been defeated. If the Russians wanted to encircle Kharkiv and Kiev, they could do it. NATO doesn't have the weapons, doesn't have the troops, doesn't have the satellites to control the weapons. So if the U.S. pulls out, it's over. And even with the U.S. massive backing, $350 billion, and all the technology, Russia has won. And that's good, because it's a defeat of the EU and NATO and the globalists, which is way eviler than even the Soviet Union, in my view. It is the new evil empire. Now, that's my view. I wanted to get Victor Boot, famous businessman, and he would be called your top mercenary and intelligence operative of the Russians, but he says that's not the case. But he certainly was a political prisoner 10 years where he began listening to my show on AM radio. And, you know, it's a real pleasure and honor to have him. He doesn't do a lot of other Western media. We appreciate his time and energy. He's also one of the heads of the regional legislature of his party, the High Council LDPR, and much more. And so Victor Boot joins us here for the rest of the hour. We'll play a few clips of Trump as well. But here's Trump today, before we go to Victor Boot, talking about the fact that he's got a deal for Zelensky and Putin to meet. And now Moscow has invited Trump to come, and he's saying, well, as soon as that deal happens, he will do it. So if Trump can do this, and in this insane war, he does deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but they gave Obama one for being a warmonger, so it's kind of an award you don't want. Here's President Trump.
So we're setting up a meeting. I sort of set it up with Putin and Zelensky, and, you know, they're the ones that have to call the shots. We're 7,000 miles away, in all fairness. You know, we spent through the previous administration $350 billion. Europe has spent a lot also, $100 billion, but it should be reversed if we should have been in for anything. But it wouldn't have happened, so that would have been much better, because so many people died. This is the biggest bad situation since World War II. There's been nothing even close.
And it could get us all killed in a nuclear war very easily, according to all the war games and think tank experts. So, Victor Boot joins us, a famous businessman and soldier. Victor, great to have you here. I know Trump even admitted yesterday, he said, I thought I could get it ended very quickly, but because these groups don't want to end it, and Russia's not going to give up its territory. I understand why Russia isn't giving up. But he thinks he's finally got them because he's finally really talking about pulling the funding. That's my understanding. I know you know probably more about it than I do. And so give us your very well-informed, educated take, Victor.
Well, hello. Good day. It's really unbelievable what happened since the 15th of the August, since the meeting in Alaska. It took a lot of courage by the both presidents. You know, first of all, is a lot of, courage from the President Trump to invite him to Alaska. And President Putin said, okay, you know, this is a good territory. First of all, as he mentioned, we are neighbors. So this was the first time ever the Russian highest official, you know, president, traveling to Alaska for the past, 80 years, even more. Moreover of this, you know, optics of that meeting was also saying there is a lot of the chemistry between the two. They respect each other and they can talk, you know, about all the really issue problems, the essential problem for what we are facing. So after that, there is also very interesting this time, Alex, I don't know if you are noticed, but main issue was that there was no leak. Usually, you know, White House leaking like a, you know, old barrel, you know, which was kept without water for the years. But this time, everything was under strict control. What was the really discussed among them two? We really don't know. There is not much leak. Everything else which we see in the, you know, FT and another media trying to say this was how agreed and that, I don't really take it as it is. And this is how the real economy is really real diplomacy is really done. It requires a quiet and proper, you know, conditions where they can negotiate everything, prepare. Very good was the fact that they went to the presser only with the statements and they don't take any stupid question of these, you know, journalists. So, on my opinion, this has really laid down enough, you know, ground. And when the Zelensky came with a group of coalition who looks like, you know, they all went to the, you know, headmaster of the school and be, you know, reprimanded for their bad behavior, including the Zelensky himself, who finally put the jacket and looks completely, you know, ridiculous in his outfit. So, most important that the, Russian and American, because of the previous contacts, eventually worked out a proper, you know, step-by-step plan where this conflict can be, you know, come to the end. And most important that this time, Trump, with his capacity to, understand the facts, understand what is concern of Russia. Main concern of Russian Federation is our national and strategic security. We can't allow our neighboring country, like any other country in the world, including, for instance, United States, to allow that in this neighboring country would be preparation to attacking you, would be, you know, placed all the offensive weapons or the missiles and use that terrorist as a launch port for attack to Russia. This is the core issue which has to be addressed. Second one, for sure, Ukraine cannot be part of any of the, you know, NATO or and cannot have the Nazis who flourished in the eyes and openly financing them. And surprise, surprise, they're really Nazis. Nobody wants to really, you know, see them. And this was an issue. So I guess we are now, you know, finally living the moment when we see that there is two presidents who now are responsible for the strategic stability in the world. And we hope if they would be not sabotaged, because believe me, the globalists tried to sabotage this peace deal many, many times. Even yesterday, they tried to blow up a Crimea bridge, trying to send a hybrid car from Ukraine, which laid up with 160 kilo, which is over 350 pounds of the explosive, you know, plastic explosive in the form of the form which they use the battery to fill it in. Ukraine. The attack on the Smolensk nuclear power plant. And thanks God, you know, air defense worked well. And there is, was no damage, but these people, as you said, is complete insanity. They have no understanding or no even idea, no link to the reality. And this is makes a situation very, very, you know, still dangerous.
Well, I'm not a famous former military man like you, but I've studied it most of my life, was even into it when I was a child. And that's not a talking point by us that Russia's won the war, that NATO started it and has encircled Russia, that unless there's a nuclear war, the West can't win, and we can't win that either. We can just all kill each other. And it's madness to have the EU and NATO saying our business model is taking over Russia. I mean, I can play the clips, it's all over the news, saying our model is bankrupting them in this war, breaking them in five pieces, because people that don't know, the EU is falling apart. They have the worst demographics. They were hoping carbon taxes would save them. Now that's failed. So they're literally, their defense ministers and their economic ministers are unanimously for 2 years saying, no, we have to have this so we can control our populations. Then they go along with NATO and the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, doubling German and other energy prices, literally driving their economy into oblivion. We're watching Europe commit suicide politically, culturally, and potentially with nuclear weapons, and now trying to drag the U.S. into it. And Trump's like, no, this Obama, Soros, deep state, neocon, John McCain project is over. This is insane. I mean, there's not even an argument that this is completely insane. This is way more insane than Hitler attacking Russia in 42. I mean, he had, I guess, some chance of doing it. Now Russia has nuclear weapons. This is like 10 times, 100 times crazier than Hitler. I mean, am I right from my lay perspective?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's what, you know, really make you think why these people that level insane, why they, you know, cannot equal four, but for them it's always 10 or maybe 20. Something is wrong with this unelected official. All this creepy, you know, like a French Macron president, you know, all the unelected, you know, European Commission chair, you know, and all that make you feel something is really wrong with these people. And look on the Zelensky. He's adopted the way he behaved, the way he looks, you know, there is a kind of, and we talk with you about that, you know, drug habits of all these leaders. So they behave exactly like adopters. So what you want to from these drug addicted people, they need to have, you know, rehab. They need to be locked up before they pass through. And eventually they really require a very good doctor who can treat all the, you know, disease, which is connected with the mental disorders on my point of view, because you can't explain otherwise why they are still pushing and trying to bring, you know, disaster for entire planet. That's really, really, you know, a strange situation. Finally, President Trump, you know, succeeded and oversmarted them in this plague, because on every step they try, how are we gonna sell out this time? Okay, let's tell him 10 times, thank you, President. Let's say he's the great, he's the big. Thanks God that Trump didn't buy this all, you know, attempts. And all finally, he knew who they are. And he knew perfectly well that they can create a lot of troubles, and they really don't care if they kill another million, if they kill another billion, or they kill all human on this planet. That's where we are right now. And when you look on the, you know, what's going on commentators and spin doctors, you know what is surprising me? That on Fox News, it's a lot of still pushing, you know, this narrative, especially from Zelensky, that, for instance, Russia has over, 20,000 Ukrainian children. Though the last time they had a meeting in Istanbul, you know, our guy who headed a Russian delegation.
Now, let me stop you right there, Victor.
Who is a special advisor of his.
Let me just stop you for the minute. What you're saying is so important, but your Skype just started degrading a little bit too much. Let us try to reconnect with you right now and try to get a clean connection, okay? We're gonna reconnect with you right now. When he started saying that, I was already about to interrupt him because it was breaking up. I remember when they had that Istanbul meeting a few months ago, they sent the ministers and tried to meet with them and said, come, show us the kids, give us a list. And the Ukrainians, there's video of it, I aired it. They go, no, we're not going to discuss it. It's just completely made up, like babies being in incubators in 1990 and Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard stomping their brains out. They admit it, totally fake. Never happened, PR firm, BS. Now, it's confirmed mass human trafficking and child sex slavery out of Ukraine and organ harvesting. So it's a giant money laundering pit of pure evil. It's Russia that decades ago banned its kids being adopted into the United States, saying they're abusing them and raping them. That's because it was happening. We all know the capital of pedophilia is the UK, Israel, and the United States. And the U.S. is junior to them, but because we're bigger, more of it happens. But per capita, Israel and the UK, I don't know who I could say is worse. I mean, it is just disgusting. So, yeah, I remember the Istanbul meeting, and the Russians go to the Ukrainians, and they say, okay, give us a list of the children. Because we have like, I think they said like, we have like 98, we don't know who their parents are. I'm going from memory. It was less than 100. Like, we have this list of kids. If you can give us a list of children, we will scour and give them to you. And they're like, nope, we don't talk to you about that. Victor, I'm going from memory, but I remember playing the ministers trying to get the Ukrainians to give them a list, and they wouldn't give them a list of all these tens of thousands of missing children. Please start over.
Yes, correct. That's exactly it. Because when they did it, this was a, the situation when the Russian delegation said, okay, provide the list of those children. Where is this 20 or 60,000? But problem is commentators on the Fox News saying it's 200,000 Ukrainian children now kept in special camps. They like, trained to go to serve in the military, fight for Russia. Are you crazy? Who paying you this? Because eventually we know that the Zelensky regime was, good into the financing and bribing everybody. You know, they pay fake news by themselves. But Ukraine is, the Russian delegation said, okay, give us the list. Where is this children? Finally, Russia said, hey, we have in our custody close to the 900 something children because we don't know where their parents, as soon as we locate their parents, we will send them to them. It's no issue. But we, if they don't have a family, don't have a, close family, no uncles or no grandfathers, grandparents, to whom we have to give them. And that was the biggest issue. So it's another lie, which they try to have this emotional response, And, including they start to spinning, oh, you see Melania Trump passed the letter to President Putin about saving children's lives. Yes, correct. Russia does everything to protect innocent life of these civilians. But if you know so many children was died in Donbass region since 2014, when the Ukrainians perfectly knowing what's going on, shelling, not only markets, but even, the playgrounds where the children play. When they perfectly, there was a case about 2 years ago, when the sniper in the Donetsk region would intentionally, wait until children will come to their range and, and they are trying to, shoot all the children and waiting where the adults will run to help them and then they kill the adults. Apparently it happened to be the Polish snipers, but after some operation, the Polish snipers decided do not go anymore to the, Donbass region because they've been also hunted by, the Russian snipers, very, very severely punished for that.
since you raised that, we can show hours of this, but there's a new video of a man just talks to the Ukrainian press gangs that are kidnapping people for the war machine. And so they chase down the other man and then start, you know, beating him and grabbing him away from his family, terrorizing his children. And then you've got, again, Zelensky saying, you know, I can't, you know, have an election because I'm in a war. And Trump says, oh, well, then what, should I have a war and cancel elections? He is a dictator. That was the best thing I thought was good that was called out. I want to come back and talk about that. Then I want to get into false flags. Obviously, I don't see NATO and Ukraine giving up yet, trying to drag the U.S. in without trying to stage a few more things. Trump is obviously onto that now, and he learned that Ukraine doubled attacks on Russia. That made the Russian attacks a few months ago intensify. Once Trump learned that, I've learned personally, people that were there, he got, what do you, you know, then he understood Operation Spiderweb, all of it was meant to kill the peace deal. Now he knows, and so that's why it's so important to inform him. But I want to look at how you think this ends, how it unfolds, and what if NATO and the EU, even if the U.S. pulls out, decide to go to war by themselves against Russia, what happens?
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Very famous Russian former political prisoner, international businessman, famous soldier, you name it, Russian patriot, very highly respected over there. And he's been a longtime listener of the broadcast because when he was incarcerated for 10 years, he was listening on AM radio in the prison. So that's why we're able to have him. I appreciate him coming on for his future and our future because I know a lot of you are informed, but for new listeners, the RAND Corporation, all the think tanks, all the military war colleges have said, don't do this Ukraine war. The military's been saying don't do it. The politicians, who are lunatics, like Ursula von der Leyen, have been just sitting around. There's nothing more dangerous than some woman with their fancy nails and their hair done, wearing some $1,000 dress, shooting their mouth off about war. I mean... It just has end of the world written all over it. And I wanted to just finish up with Ukraine, 70%+, even in their own state-run polls against the war. Zelensky now is finally looking scared. He should have been scared a long time ago. He's very arrogant. I'm seeing major cracks here, Victor, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. We already have the proposals on both sides. What do you believe from your sources and research is the timeline? And then if Trump pulls intelligence and weapons, which we know is 80%+ of all of it, and almost 100% of directing the weapons, then obviously Russia could have already taken it even if they wanted to at great loss of life, and they didn't want to escalate into a full war, been very tactful and measured. But then what will Russia do when Ukraine starts collapsing so fast? Ukraine could play victim, then do a false flag, maybe a nuke or something, and blame Russia. I think that's going to be the prime danger. That's why I really hope Trump can get NATO and the EU, because that's who we're really talking to, not Zelensky, to do this. What is your understanding of that with all the moving parts? And where do you see it going? Where would you like to see it going? And gut level, where do you see it going? Because gut level, I don't think the EU and the globalists are going to give up. I think this is going to get nasty before it gets over. I think Trump understands that. But this is the most dangerous thing for human life on this planet right now, in my view.
That is correct. But what is important here, that Trump now not only understands the danger where Ukraine trying to entrap United States and him personally, because the entire idea was to, you know, make sure that the Trump now owns this war. And good for Trump, he understands and every time repeats, it's not my war. I didn't start it. It's a Biden war. And the cost of this war, even to the taxpayers in America, is enormous. While, you know, all this money would be better spent on the development of the United States. So this were the starting position. Of course, the globalists, especially all those who hijacked and created the European Union, unelected officials, for them, war is the only way to make money. They heavily invested in their pension funds. They now the only economy which is possible to be in Europe is the war economy to produce the weapons. Who is the best market for this? Of course, Ukraine. Who gonna pay for it? Of course, United States. Well, and Trump telling them, hey, you know, hell, go to hell. It ain't happening anymore while he is in the White House. So how it can go next? Of course, British who running the personal security of the Zelensky, you know, try to, you know, really prepare him for this meeting to say, hey, don't argue with the Trump. Just sit there, listen what he says, agreed with everything. Of course, he will try sabotage because he is simultaneously trying also to, you know, outsmart and overplay his masters in London. You know, so he ought already, you know, working dead man because, you know, doesn't matter which side, he now a biggest part of the problem and not of the solution. So what can happen? Eventually, there is a different possibilities. On my opinion, the military in Ukraine can say, hey, why on earth you sending us for your political gains and only to have some, you know, photo ops to destroy our lives for nothing? Why are you forcing us to defend areas who has no any military or strategic sense? So the Ukrainian army suffered a lot of losses. That's true. So those commanders is already started to voice their dissent. Of course, they've been, you know, tried to, kicked out of the army. But this is a widening effect. It's also guerrilla, resistance in Ukraine start also kicking in because if you are busing your own population, you know, when they are hunting the any adult man on the streets without asking his papers, without looking into his, you know, documents, whether he has any reasons not to be in the army, whatever. They're just, you know, throwing them in a bus. In a 1 week, this man ends up in the front line, completely unready for these combat actions, completely, you know, cannot even surrender to the Russian because own Ukrainian army will immediately send at least 5 FPV drones to kill him if he tried to say, hey, I'm trying to surrender. I want to save my life. Think of this. This is a huge problem for the population, which basically now on the condition of the hostages, Zelensky and his clique keeping entire population of Ukraine as a hostages. Economy is destroyed. All, very world famous production centers and the very well advanced, technological things like Ukraine was one of the few countries in the world who was not only designing airplane and engines, but producing them. Nothing left.
And that's important for people.
They had a huge missile.
Was it something like 40% of the old Soviet Union until 91's weapons and aircraft industry?
Yes.
I mean, this was the equivalent of what Detroit was until the 80s. This was the big industrial center.
Correct. Correct. Not only this, on 91, gross GDP of Ukraine was matching GDP of the France. Okay, this was the most prosperous, most richest republic of the Soviet Union. They have a hugest, scientific research centers. They had the hugest production. They had the steel.
And
they
that's
had,
why the CIA good and NATO. School. That's why the CIA and NATO on record wanted to target it and make sure it didn't have a good deal with Russia, didn't have a deal with Europe. They believed destroy Russian Federation's future prosperity by taking over Ukraine, deindustrializing it, and leveraging it as a weapon against Russia, which they did, forcing Russia to move.
Correct. Correct, correct. And, despite all attempts of the, President Putin since 2007, since his München speech, who tried to explain, hey, why are you trying to set up everything for the future war in Europe? Let's do the common security. You cannot have security for one part of Europe without providing security for another. It's either, security for all or no security for nobody. Okay. So the globalists definitely will try to sabotage the peace deal. If this would be, you know, out of the, their reach, then they will eventually replace the Zelensky. Maybe they will orchestrate some, you know, make up coup d'etat where another stooge of them will come and try to set, oh, Zelensky has no legitimate president. Now we will put up election the next year. And now we still continue the war if, of course, they have a support of the, Europe. But here are the most important part. United States holding the key where they can easily shut down this conflict very easily. First of all, Ukrainian army without Starlink is a dead machine within, you know, several hours if Starlink switched off. There's no way they can communicate. There's no way they can receive any intelligence data. There's no way they can even, you know, send any reports. Moreover, because Ukrainian army integrated heavily into the central comm of United States. So Pentagon know perfectly what's going on. Because even in Ukrainian general headquarters, the time on which they operate is not local time. It's not Zulu time. It's actually, you know, East Coast time of United States. Can you believe it? Because they want to synchronize everything. So all intelligence for the guiding their, you know, long range drones on attacking deep inside Russia, all the mapping how to avoid Russian air defense and the radars to sneak in a low altitude, you know, between these zones of the, you know, air radar control is also provided by United States. We perfectly know that the crew who is operating Patriots, if they are not American, at least they are Germans, definitely not the Ukrainians. We perfectly know that the crew who is maintaining F-16, who launching the British and the French Storm Shadow, you know, cruise missiles is also, you know, all operated by the, very high professional people who cannot be just, you know, retired or come. They've been eventually sent there to hide. So the Trump really knows how deep America is involved. For him, and now it's important to make sure that he can discuss with the Trump, with the Putin and you know, with the others, how they gonna, you know, prepare, you know, the way out, you know.
Absolutely. So let's recap this.
Slowly,
I mean, Victor, let's recap this because you just reminded me. I was trying to lay out the scenarios last week, and I said Europe gets smart, makes a deal, backs out. Russia gives up some of the territory. U.S. comes in, takes control, creates an economic zone with deals with Russia and Ukraine. Good for everybody. That's the best. If not, if Zelensky refuses, Trump could send in people, make a deal with Zelensky's people to make a deal with him to not prosecute them if they remove Zelensky. But I didn't think of the option they could actually remove Zelensky to put a new face in to continue it, and or they Trump could pull out of all of this, and then Europe could actually go ahead and send in his 250,000-person group claiming it's peacekeeping, and go ahead and belly up to go straight to war with Russia, which without U.S. intelligence, we know Europe doesn't have the satellites. They would continue, but now Europe would have a bunch of dead European soldiers. And the pretext with NATO saying last year, they're considering a nuclear sneak attack on Russia, which is insanely a provocation. I said the day it happened, I said, watch, Russia will now change its nuclear doctrine and say if we see a big aeronautics attack, because you're already shooting a few cruise missiles in, we see hundreds, we have to believe it's a sneak attack, nuclear tip, not conventional. We have to then attack you, which anybody would do. So the level of gambling, this is not like Russian roulette with six cylinders and one bullet, you spin it. This is literal Russian nuclear roulette with like five of the chambers full. I mean, this is just, so those, I guess, are the four scenarios. Are there any other?
Well, there is also other scenarios, you know, practically, look what's happening. All high-tech weaponry only come from United States. Europe only able to supply a low level ammunition, maybe some drones, but without, as I said, satellites, without intelligence, without other high-tech support, they not able to sustain any military operation. Moreover, all because they've been, you know, deindustrializing their own industry, they are not able even to produce enough ammunition. We know what's happening in Germany, that they shut down the last steel mill who able to produce a proper quality steel for defense industry, and now they're willing to go to the war with Russia based on what? They have one presumption that they count, and they not only count, but they're 100% convinced that United States will go in this war with them. And Trump very well understands it will not happen while he in the White House. That's the main reason, main breaks, I guess, where we can to prevent the worst case scenario, where the Europe will go and try to create a nuclear exchange with Russia or create a local war, and then they would call for the sure. what they call it, Chapter 5 of the NATO Treaty, Article 5, to say, well, attack on one is attack of all. Let's go, you know, and attack all together Russia. As you're right. So this is, on my opinion, we are still far from that, but definitely European elites, all these globalists who are behind that conflict from get-go, definitely will not give it without fight. They will try to create another terrorist attack on Russia, like they did recently, we know, with the killings of, look, every day we have a news that our security services are preventing a really serious terrorist attack. What's happening? Ukraine running a lot of the call centers, and they just, you know, through the messengers like WhatsApp or Telegram, approaching any, you know, young kids, you know, teenagers, basically, telling them, hey, do you want an extra $100? You just need to deliver this package, you know, grab it from this location, give it to another one. And if initially they even tried to talk them, okay, if something goes wrong, you escape, we give you something here in Ukraine. Now they just, you know, preparing. So those duped
teenagers will go do
something for them.
This is all fascinating.
Yeah.
What the best option would be for the EU and NATO to give up, but they economically can't. Zero Hedge is an excellent article. Europe's new war economy, from green collapse to military Keynesianism, they don't have a choice. That's why it's so dangerous. I think the safest option, and I know Trump's worried they'll impeach him for it or try something, is to make a deal with the Ukrainian leadership and explain to them that they better do this and to take out Zelensky. I don't want to turn him into a martyr, but it just seems to me getting rid of Zelensky and the U.S., which the CIA does all the time, having a good coup for once to actually then have elections would be the safest move. But then Trump's worried that the Congress and then would come after him. What do you think the best option? I mean, wouldn't Zelensky going bye-bye be the best thing?
Well, you're absolutely right. Trump has very short window. We need to fix everything while he is in the White House and make sure that doesn't matter who come after him in the White House will not try to redo it, because chances that the Democrats will regroup and, you know, again try to win the next election are still, you know, there. And, you know, because of very short period, because Trump is now left less than what, 3 years of his presidency, of his term.
Yeah, he'll be a lame duck in less than 3 years. He'll be a lame duck in less than 3 years.
Yeah, that's correct. So here, the most important, as you said, what is scenarios? Okay, we don't know really for fact what was an agreement, but I guess, you know, both presidents tried to be pragmatic as possible and have a long-lasting solution for that. Because finally, and this is what given Russia a certain hope that this time we definitely can achieve it, because Trump now understands the concern of Russia that there's no way we will stop, you know, ceasefire without addressing the real core issues of this conflict. and that Russia wants to have a peace deal, but we don't want to let the Europeans or globalists, matter of fact, to use the ceasefire, whether it's 3 months, 1 month, to rearm, regroup, and continue fighting of Ukraine. You know,
and
that's,
you notice
that's
Trump
the
said
issue.
That.
This
Trump
is
said,
already.
You notice Trump interrupted you. We just run out of time. Trump admitted, he said, now I know why Russia doesn't want a ceasefire. It makes sense. So let me ask you this. Looking at this, I just realized this. I would guess that Putin made even bigger concessions that he's willing to give up, knowing, because Europe's already said no concessions, 500 million, Russia admits it's wrong, NATO membership, Ukraine, something they know Russia will never take. So I'm guessing Putin came in with even more than he's willing to do, showing how reasonable he is, than knowing Europe will even say no to that. I bet you money that's what happened.
Correct, absolutely. Moreover, I guess that the Ukraine was not only the subject, and maybe not the subject number one. I think by some reason, they discuss more economical cooperation. Think of this, how much both United States and Russia would gain if we again start together. Do the energy project in Arctic, where the Russia has entire fleet of the icebreakers, a good experience how to set up the project. We can do the joint project on the rare earth minerals, again on the Arctic zones, and cooperating. Both economies are really very on a nice way complementing each other, you know. So here there is a huge potential to boost our trade, to boost our cooperation and exchange of technologies, to share, you know, different other opportunities where we have. And that's definitely, I guess, a background or foundation of the, you know, cooperation between our two countries. So the Trump, on my personal opinion, and it's my gut feelings, you know, very sensitive to those issues, because he, the same way like President Putin, interested in the prosperity of their own country. And here he asking the question, why on earth we need to fight Russia? The same way like Russia would always say, why on earth we need to fight, you know, United States or even Europe. But Europe trying to use this pretext, Russia will attack us.
Absolutely,
why
Victor.
On earth we need to attack the Europe?
Victor, can you
we
do...
We are the biggest on territory.
Victor, we're about to go to break. There's a little bit of delay today in your Skype, so it sounds like I'm interrupting. I'm sorry. I just got to talk for you to hear me. Or your Zoom. Skype isn't around anymore. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes. Can you hold over to five more to talk about what type of peace Russia and America could have?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And I know you never talk about a website or are you on Telegram, Telegraph? How can people find you online?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not yet started my own social media, but as soon as I'm starting next time, I definitely will tell, you know, to your audience how to, you know, able to find me on the, you know, Twitter or on the X or in, you know, Telegram.
Well, I'm going to start a 24-hour network soon, and I would love to have a Russian perspective. Maybe you could do an hour a week or something. Just get up and
sure.
talk.
Of course. Yep. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, stay right there. We're going to break in a minute and a half. We'll come right back to you, talk about peace and what it could look like, because I've studied it. It's amazing. I mean, wow, a U.S.-Russia alliance with technology and resources. Folks, Russia's got three times resources we got. They got almost double Africa. Africa's number two. It is so crazy that we don't have a deal with Russia. But the globalists know it's key to their plan to keep Russia cut off and isolated because they're so rich. And we're rich, not for long. We need to have a deal with them. My God, not drive them in the arms of the Chi-Coms. Oh, it's just so frustrating. We're going to go to break. Please remember, I've got the Democrats still trying to shut us down. Look in the news. I'm battling them hard, and we're winning, and we're exposing them. We proved the CIA was behind it all. The DOJ says they're criminal investigating. I sent over the packages. I've gone and met with them. I'll leave it at that. But this is a full battle. I need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Tonight is the last night with our new bovine colostrum. If you know what colostrum is, it's the first 2 weeks any mammal puts off. It is just full of all these super nutrients. We have the very best bovine colostrum, private label, the top label. 2,000 milligrams each little scoop with a bunch of other super nutrients. tonight. 50% off and any other supplement 50% off when you get it at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's other great products that have just come out. I mean, people are saying it's 10 times stronger. It's way stronger out of that than even Turbo Force. If you love Turbo Force, you'll love Methyl Drive. And then it gets even crazier, and it's so good for you. Power Plant stacks with it. Power Plant, Advanced Adaptogen Complex, and Ultimate Methyl Drive. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American Revolution worldwide.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force. Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.